Let's proceed. I will call the meeting to order. Sergeant at Arms, please invite the first witness to the witness table, Mr. Faisal Manap. Morning, Faisal. Please take a seat. Mr. Faisal Manap, please take your seat. And for the record, please state your name, your occupation, and the positions you hold.
Mohd Faisal bin Abdul Manap.
Oh, you can take off your mask.
Mohd Faisal bin Abdul Manap. I see a full-time member of parliament.
Okay, thank you. The evidence that you'll be giving today before the committee will be taken on oath. If you so desire, you can also take an affirmation. Clerk, please administer the oath or affirmation.
I, Muhammad Faizal bin Abdul Manap, do solemnly, sincerely, and truly declare and affirm that the evidence which I shall give before this committee shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Welcome.
Now, the Committee of Privileges is looking into the complaint made by the Leader of the House, Ms. Indrani Raja, against former member of Sengkang GRC, Ms. Reyesa Han, for breach of privilege. Thank you very much for attending today's hearing to give evidence before the committee and to answer the questions which members of the committee would like to put to you. You've taken a solemn obligation to answer our questions truthfully. If you refuse to answer questions directly or attempt to mislead the committee, such behavior will be an offense and in contempt of this committee. I'll now call on Minister Desmond Lee to proceed with his questions. Desmond.
Very good morning, Mr. Faisal.
Morning, Minister.
As the chairman had described, today's hearing is to inquire into the statements made by the former Sengkang MP, Ms. Reyesa Khan, in Parliament in August, in October and in November with respect to an anecdote she had given which she could not substantiate and which was false. And there are couple of things we need to do as part of the work of the Committee of Privileges. The first is to determine whether or not what she said was false. It cannot be substantiated. And in that regard, Ms. Khan had admitted as such, both in Parliament as well as before this panel. The second thing that we have to determine is the level of culpability. That means what is the level of responsibility of Ms. Khan in respect of what she said. And to do that, we have to inquire into the facts and circumstances, what she said, why she said it, who did she interact with, what was the advice, what was said. So we therefore have to do a fact-finding to determine the level of culpability. So I'll be asking you a series of questions, and I may ask you to then provide some documentary material, whether it's on WhatsApp, email, written, and so on. Okay? So just for the record, you are the Member of Parliament for Aljunied GRC since 2011?
Yes, Minister. Yes.
And since 2016, Workers' Party Vice Chairman?
Yes, Minister.
You can just say yes, no. Okay. It'll be easier for you. Yeah? From September 2018 to March 2021, you were Chairman of the Aljunied Aukang Town Council, yes?
Yes.
And since April 2021, Vice Chairman, yes?
Yes.
And previously, you were a professional freelance counsellor before becoming a full-time member of parliament.
Yes.
Now, during the Committee of Privileges work, we receive logs of messages and conversations between various people that's relevant to our inquiry. And I'd like to just take you through a WhatsApp conversation that you had with Ms. Reyesa Khan. And this is an extract from 29 September to 29 November 2021.
29 September to?
September to 29 November 2021, the two-month period.
2 months.
And the assistant clerk will put it
can
in front
just,
of you.
Can just write down the date?
You can write whatever you want, but she will provide you with the extract.
Okay.
Yeah. And so let's look at pages 12 and 13. If you look at the timeline, 30th, October 2021. You see that?
30th October.
Ms. Khan messages you in the evening. Salam Faisal, what do you think of the statement? You see that?
Yep.
Yeah? And you replied the next day. Not the 30th, but 31st. And you said, sorry for not replying much earlier. I think you are doing the right thing by coming out with this statement.
Yeah.
It is courageous of you to publicly share your past bad experience. My full respect to you.
Yeah.
Unquote. You see that?
Yep.
Yeah. Yes. And by statement, quote unquote, she's referring to the draft personal explanation for Parliament on 1st November. Is that your understanding when you saw her message and reply? Because on 1st November, she told Parliament a personal statement about her mistruths to Parliament in August and in October, correct?
The information is for this statement is for the 1st November statement.
That's right. Yeah. Which means that before 1st November, you had seen the draft personal explanation.
Yes.
Hence, you were able to say what you said.
Yes.
That you thought it was courageous and all that.
Yes.
Yeah. And then from that exchange on the 30th and 31st of October, all the way to 5th November, maybe just glance through it. Just let you take a while to look through your messages with her.
Up to
5th of November.
Okay. All right.
You see that? I'll just turn it on my records too. So, would I characterize the exchange all the way to 5th November, just giving her general advice, guidance, and she showed appreciation and listened to what you had to say?
Yeah.
It was really just an exchange.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, you turn to page 11. A WhatsApp exchange you had with Ms. Khan on the 5th to the 7th of October, somewhere in the middle, where on the 5th, you know, she says, thank you. On the 6th, she says, hi, Faisal, are you free today to meet? You see that?
Yes.
Yeah. And then you reply at 12:17 p.m., and you have greetings to her, and you say, apologies, today unable to.
Yeah.
And then you, she asks, and you say, tomorrow afternoon, okay with you. You see that?
Yes.
And she says, yep, tomorrow afternoon is okay. And this would be then 7th of October. And you see 7th of October at the bottom. She says, I'm here.
Yeah.
And at 2:28 p.m., walking over 2 minutes.
Yes.
Which means that you had met her at 549 Bedok North.
Yes.
On the 7th of November.
Yep.
And am I right that she sought your advice and views on what to do regarding the untruth she told in Parliament? Because on 4th of October, Min Shan made a ministerial statement asking her to substantiate the anecdote she'd made in Parliament. And so she wanted to speak to you about this. Am I right?
No.
Okay, then what did she talk to you on about?
Okay, basically, she wants to meet me. She has been wanting to meet me since we have another earlier message on 4th of August. Okay, I need to retract back a bit further down.
Go ahead.
Hopefully, you all can bear with me.
Yeah.
So after the incident of where there's a upsetness from the Muslim community regarding her speech
on 3rd of August,
on the polygamy as well as the FGC issue. Mm-hmm. So I've been, you know, trying to give her some encouragement, and at one time actually I offered her to ask her whether can I meet up with the parents. Because my concern that the parent will be affected. So we did make an appointment. Supposedly, we were supposed to meet on the 8th. Okay. And then on the 7th...
8th of August, you mean?
Yeah, 8th of August. Mm. On the 7th, I think we communicated up to the 7th. And the 7th, I did ask her, should I come over on the 8th? Initially, she agreed to it, to meet up with the parents. But on the same day, I think later in the evening... she said, okay, she already spoken to the parents about it and they are quite stable. So, but she did mention to me that she wanted to seek an advice on another issue, which is on, I don't know whether I say this is a bit personal, she wants to put on hijab. So she asked me whether can we meet. So I said, okay, I'm open to her to meet up anytime. So we didn't talk about it until on that day where she initiated this 4th or 5th of October WhatsApp messages.
So 6th of October.
Yeah. So the meeting was about...
About the Muslim issues.
No. The meeting was about she wants to seek my advice on wanting to put on the hijab for herself.
Oh, I see.
And whether it has any implication because she's a public figure.
Mm. So this was the subject matter of the meeting on the 7th of October.
Yes.
And she met you at 549 Bedok North.
Yeah, that is my town council office, basically. Right.
And 7th of October was, shortly after the parliamentary sitting on the 4th of October where She was asked by Minister Shanmugam about whether the anecdote about the police was true or not.
Yes.
And so she didn't speak to you at all on the 7th of October about this. Mm. Not a word about this. Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Can I next draw your attention to a Facebook post that Ms. Khan had put out on the 8th of August?
Okay.
Just invite the assistant clerk. Do you have that? Maybe I put it outside. Thank you. Thank you. You see that Facebook post by Ms. Khan on her social media platform dated 8th August. Maybe you take a minute to read through it.
No, I'm quite familiar with
You're familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're familiar with it because she had sent you the draft.
Yes.
Yes, and the drafts were sent to you on the 8th of August itself.
Yes.
And you had given some inputs to the draft?
Indeed.
Yes, and the inputs were reflected in her Facebook post?
Not totally. She did not agree with me asking her to insert one point.
Okay.
Because the issue here is for me to tell her that to share with the public that she's not against the Islamic ruling on this. She's more concerned of the abuse that was brought about by those small segment of Muslim husband who actually go into polygamy. So I told her to make the record straight. Please literally or physically state in your statement to say that you are not against the teaching of Islam.
Okay.
So she decided not to.
So, but she did take on board some of your comments. Am I right?
Yeah, because I did vet the look through the message.
So basically, you vetted everything. You had given her some suggestions.
Yep.
She adopted all of them except for one point, which you've just articulated, and she explained to you why she didn't accept that point. Am I right?
Yes.
Right, and then you just accepted her position.
Yeah, in a way, I respect her rights to be comfortable of what she wants to put up.
Right, so but otherwise, she accepted everything you suggested, more or less.
Yeah,
and so that one point, when she didn't agree with you, she explained to you, and then you say you respect her view, and then she proceeded to post this.
Yeah. Indeed, I asked her, I told her twice to consider putting it in the statement.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. Can I next show you a WhatsApp conversation between Ms. Khan and her two closest assistants, Ms. Lo Pei Ying and Mr. Yudhistra Nathan? Are you familiar with Ms. Lo Pei Ying and Mr. Yudhistra Nathan?
Yeah. I'm not close to them, but they are.
They're both party cadres, Workers' Party cadres?
I understand, yes, they are.
Okay, I will now invite the assistant clerk to show you the extract of that WhatsApp conversation that they had. This would be dated 3rd November. And it would be in Ms. Lo Pei Ying's bundle, which she submitted to the Committee of Privileges. You see that in front of you?
Yes.
And the context of this exchange, just to give you context, because there's a lot of material in front of you, and I want to give you the context.
Okay.
And this is in relation... So this is the 3rd November WhatsApp exchange, yeah? 3rd November.
Okay.
Yeah. And the context of the exchange is that the day before, on the 2nd of November, the Workers' Party had announced the formation of a disciplinary panel with Mr. Pritam Singh, Ms. Sylvia Lim, and you as the three members of the DP. Right? And you see Ms. Lo Pei Ying's comment, I quote, "I'm more confident they won't ask you to resign because everyone will see them," and I presume them she meant Mr. Pritam Singh, Ms. Sylvia Lim, and you.
So sorry, Minister.
You see that?
Which page is that?
This is page 165.
Okay, 165.
You see that? 165. A 3rd November, 3:42 p.m., 8 seconds. You see that?
3:42?
3:42 p.m.
Okay.
Paying.
Paying, and with that,
and
I'm,
with
more
that
confident.
I'm more confident that yes. They won't ask you to... You see that?
Yep.
Because everyone will see them as backstabbers.
Mm-hmm.
And then Miss Raisa Khan, she's Raisa WP, right? 3:49 p.m. Honestly, the only one I think would never betray me in that way is Faisal. I'm grateful that he's on the panel. So this is what... this is the view she had of you,
yeah.
Even though you were on the disciplinary panel.
Yeah.
Yes?
Okay. But I don't understand what she meant by you'll never betray her.
But that's what she said to two assistants, yeah? So I'm just showing that to you. As part of the context, and we'll come back to the disciplinary panel later, and so just bear that in mind somewhere.
Okay.
Now, Ms. Khan is first-term MP for the Workers' Party.
Yes.
First time she's a member of parliament, and she's 28 years old,
yes.
Roughly. Yeah. And just over 1 year of experience as a member of parliament.
Yes.
Can you look at the transcript by Ms. Raisa Khan, 2nd December, page 106. I think it's in front of you. Second of December material, page 106. You have that in front of you?
Yes.
And you see Mr. Edwin Tong says, right, I understand, thank you. Somewhere one third down the way.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Would it be fair to say, Ms. Khan, that you place some stock in the guidance that senior members of the party would give you? Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim, Mr. Faisal Manap, correct? And Ms. Raisa Khan says, correct. And Mr. Tong says, and I think that's the reason why you went to them in the first place, correct? And you see she says, correct. You see that part there?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And so, as the vice chairman of the Workers' Party and just looking at the exchange you've had with her and the comments she made about you, would it be a case that she generally listened to instructions, advice from you, from the leaders of the party, the seniors?
Yes.
Is she such a person generally?
Yeah.
And if told to do something important, she would follow instructions? Generally?
Not based on my experience, because I did tell her about the comment that she made on the Facebook. Yes.
Mm.
So there are times where she did kind of like have her own
view.
Views of things.
But for that one, which is the basis of what you're saying now, she had explained to you why she disagreed with your suggestion.
Yeah.
And then you then decided that you would respect her views.
Yeah, but in a way that I just want to address Minister's point that she always listened to us. I disagree to that.
No, I said generally.
Okay.
Generally.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, can I just now make a general point about COP and what we're doing here? Before I go into the evidence, you know, all witnesses are, before the COP are both under oath or affirmation, as you've just undertaken, to tell the truth. And that has legal significance.
Yes, Minister.
The COP's role is to do fact-finding, as I articulated earlier, find out the circumstances, find out culpability, and make recommendations to Parliament, and we will lay it all before Parliament. But if testimony given under oath by different witnesses is starkly different, then we'll need to inquire what really happened, try to get at what the truth is, and may have to assign weight to what one person says versus what another person says. You understand?
Understand very well.
And of course, other agencies may need to conduct their own inquiries as to what the truth may be, especially if, you know, this is under oath or affirmation.
Indeed.
And so what the COP really wants to establish is the truth of the matter from all the witnesses, including yourself.
Yes? Very clear.
Yeah, thank you. Now, can I just, for place marker, because all this really started on the 3rd of August, you recall the Workers' Party motion by Ms. Herting Ru and Mr. Leon Pereira in Parliament on women's empowerment?
Yes.
Yes. And Ms. Khan had told an anecdote about the treatment of a sexual assault survivor by the police.
Yes.
Yes. And MOS Desmond Tan had asked her to substantiate the allegation because the police said this was his view, this was a serious matter and the police needed to check what happened.
Yes.
Yes. And Ms. Khan said the incident did happen. Yes.
Yes.
And you were in Parliament in chamber when you heard that. And you also heard Ms. Indrani Raja, leader of the House, rise to reiterate to all MPs the importance of being able to substantiate serious allegations made against anyone outside Parliament, including public officers.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Now, can I just trouble you to turn to the transcript of 2nd December by Ms. Raisa Khan, page 86. It's what you have in front of you, but go to page 86. You have that in front of you? And you see somewhere 86. Just underneath the middle, Ms. Raisa Khan, thank you. So the first conversation that I had with any party leadership, that the first time that I gave any sense that it was an untruth was on 7th August. And it was a short phone call, which then was followed by a meeting at Pritam Singh's house with the chairman, Silver Lim, and vice chairman, Faisal Manak. You see that?
Yes.
Yeah. And so Mr. Tong goes on to ask, so 7th August, there was a short phone call only with Pritam Singh. Ms. Khan replies, yes. You see that?
Yes.
Were you aware of this phone call?
I'm not.
At the point in time, 7th August, after that, were you told about this phone call?
No.
No? And but you know now, today. Are you aware about it today?
Yeah.
Yeah? And did anyone tell you prior to today that there was this phone call that Ms. Khan made to Mr. Pritam Singh to tell him that what she said in Parliament was untrue?
Okay, I don't recall being told about the phone call.
Okay. But you know now that this anecdote about police treatment of this sexual assault survivor, it was false, that Ms. Khan didn't accompany such a survivor to the police station?
Yes, I'm aware.
And in your view, lying to Parliament, making a strong allegation about the police, which cannot be substantiated, in your view, is it a very serious matter?
It's a serious matter.
Serious matter. Thank you. Can I now talk about this 8th August meeting at Mr. Singh's house? And yes. I just brought you through that transcript. And 8th August 2021 is a Sunday, right?
Yes.
It's a Sunday. And so, am I right that Ms. Raisa Khan, Ms. Silver Lim and yourself went to Mr. Pritam Singh's house?
Yes.
Yes? And this would be in the morning, can you remember?
Quite accurately, I think 11 o'clock.
11 in the morning, roughly?
Yeah.
Who arranged this meeting, do you know?
Mr. Pritam.
And how did he arrange it? He call you, he message you, email you?
Basically, allow me to explain how it comes to this point. Okay, basically, I've been having a WhatsApp messages exchange with Raisa, as I mentioned, regarding the impact of her speech.
On the Muslim issues.
Yes. Mm. So, and we supposed, as I mentioned earlier, I'm supposed to meet her on the 8th.
Yes, which is the day when you met.
Yes.
At the house.
But it was kind of like change during the latest communication I had, if I'm not mistaken, the date on the 7th or much earlier. She decided not to have me at the house. So the next morning, I received a message from Pritam. Okay, before that also, I was giving my views not only to Raisa but to Pritam's on the comment made by the Muslim community online. So I keep on updating them, you know, and because it's of concern to me. So on the 7th, Pritam kind of decided during the communication before the 7th or on the 7th itself that we need to do something about it to come
about
up with a
the
statement. Yeah. Mm. So I told her that why don't we meet, okay, during that conversation, why don't we meet at your house to talk about this? So we agreed to meet. I think Pritam messaged me somewhere on the 8th itself in the morning. About 8:30 in the morning, and he told me that, okay, come over to my house, we can talk about this. So that is the my understanding at point in time that I'm there to meet Pritam, okay, and the rest to talk about the two issues that that was delivered by Ms. Khan during the motion.
So am I right, say on the 8th of August, you say roughly about 8:30 in the morning, you receive a WhatsApp text from Mr. Pritam Singh,
yes.
And this WhatsApp text, I presume, would suggest that you come to his house on that very day.
Yes.
Yes, and he suggested the time, or you suggested the time? 11 a.m., roughly.
I think it should be him.
He suggested. And did he say in the text what that meeting was likely to be about?
Because my understanding, on the prior to that date, right, we are supposed to talk about the issue of coming out with a statement on the FGC and the polygamy issue. So that was my understanding then.
So prior to this 8th of August message to arrange for the meeting on that very day, prior to that, on the 7th, on the 6th, on the 5th, on the 4th, on the 3rd of August, were there exchanges between you and Mr. Pritam Singh about what Ms. Khan had said in Parliament on the 3rd of August?
Yes, but about the FGC and the polygamy, not about the the
light and
regarding
the
police.
Okay, but nothing to do with the sexual assault survivor?
No.
No. Okay. Would you be able to, subsequent to this interview, be able to provide us with the relevant exchanges on your phone?
On the WhatsApp, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
With regards to the discussion on the Muslim issue, I mean, if something is sensitive, we can discuss with the parliamentary staff, right? If it could be some position. But we want to know what it was about, and that there was no discussion, as you say, about the sexual assault survivor.
Yes.
And also the messages on the 8th of August itself, arranging for this meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So prior to you reaching Mr. Singh's house at about 11 a.m. on the 8th of August, would I be right to say that there was no discussion that you had with Mr. Singh or Ms. Sylvia Lim about the meeting on the 8th? That means on the 8th you received that message, and then you went to his house. Before you arrived at the house, there was no further discussion.
I don't recall any.
Don't recall, but you'll check your messages, just to be sure. Yeah?
You mean now?
No, later.
Okay.
Later. So let's turn to the 8th of August meeting proper. If you recall, when you arrived, was Ms. Khan already there or you arrived before her?
I think she came in, the last to arrive. Yeah.
Which means that when you arrive, Mr. Singh, of course, welcomed you. It's his home. And Ms. Sylvia Lim was already there.
Yeah, she was there.
So of the three Workers' Party leaders who met that morning, you were the last to arrive.
Yes.
Yes, and prior to Ms. Khan coming into the house, did you all discuss what was going to be raised later when she arrived?
I don't think so.
She didn't, so you just chatted about other things?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just draw your attention to that same bundle in front of you, 2nd December transcript of Ms. Reza Khan's evidence to this committee, page 87 and 88. So you're just the next page.
Yes.
You have that in front of you?
Yeah.
And somewhere at the top. And at this occasion, Ms. Lim and Mr. Faizal Manap were present, and Ms. Khan says yes. Mr. Edwin Tong asks, and did you put in clear terms to them as well that the statement you had made was false? Ms. Khan, yes. Mr. Tong asks, could they have misunderstood? Ms. Khan replies, no, they could not. So can you confirm she told you all clearly that what she said in Parliament on the 3rd of August with respect to the sexual assault survivor was false?
Clearly means I understand.
That means she told you that she said something about sexual assault survivor.
Yeah.
She had accompanied this 25-year-old sexual assault survivor 3 years ago to police station, and then she came out crying. Mm. That statement to Parliament, she told you all, was not true.
Okay, basically, what I can recall that she said that she lied in Parliament regarding that particular part of the speech.
Yeah, on sexual assault
exactly
survivor.
Share with you what she told us word by word.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome.
If you look at page 88 and 89, and Mr. Tong says, I quote, and that she, in this case, Ms. Lo Pei Ying, felt that in some ways you had come clean and disclosed to the senior leadership in the Workers' Party, and she felt that they would handle the matter and decide the appropriate course, in a sense leaving it in the hands of the senior members of the party. In her words, she called Mr. Singh a seasoned politician. Would that also have been your impression? Ms. Khan says, yes. Mr. Tong then goes on, that would have been the reason why you went to them, to tell them in the first place and get counsel and guidance, correct? Correct. And so what Ms. Khan is saying is that apart from being very clear to the three of you that she had lied about the sexual assault survivor in Parliament, that she went to see the three of you to seek advice and guidance and to come clean on what she had done to you and to seek your guidance and advice on what to do next, correct? That's your understanding of what she's saying?
Yes.
Yeah? And can I confirm with you, Mr. Faisal, that roughly about 11 a.m. on the 8th of August 2021 was the first time you had heard about the sexual assault survivor anecdote being untrue?
Yes. Yes?
And first time from Ms. Raisa Khan's own self, first time hearing from her directly, or yes, from anyone else?
Yes. Yes? Yeah.
And so, looking at this exchange I just described, that she had gone to see the three of you at Mr. Singh's house to come clean with the three of you, and of course for you hearing it for the first time that she had lied, and that she wanted to seek guidance, advice, direction on what to do. Yes?
I'm not sure whether
that's what she says.
Wants... that's what she said.
That's what she says. Yeah, thank you. And can you just look further down at... Let me just point it out to you. Ms. Khan said that Mr. Pritam Singh's initial response was that she should go to the Committee of Privileges.
Sorry, do you see which page is that?
Let me find the exact page for you. Initial response was to go to the Committee of Privileges. Page 87, I overshot. Yeah, page 87. You see that? Somewhere beneath the first half. See there, Ms. Raisa Khan, or I'll take you through. Mr. Edwin Tong, it means if you can get away with it, we don't need to clarify the line. Ms. Khan, I think in the simplest terms, yes, you're correct. Mr. Edwin Tong, so the Workers' Party leadership was present. Their initial response to being told there was a lie or falsehood said in Parliament was to try and duck the issue if possible. If it doesn't come up, then the truth may not be told eventually, correct? Ms. Khan, and here it is, yeah? I have to say, though, that Pritam Singh's initial response was that I should go to the Committee of Privileges. You see that?
Sorry.
You see that? Yeah. So you see her say that?
Sorry.
You see that line?
Yes, I do.
So, did you hear that? That when she told the lie, Mr. Singh's initial response was,
no,
please go to the committee.
No.
To clarify?
No.
He didn't say that?
No.
And then you go on to the rest of the sentence, and I quote, Ms. Khan says, after discussions and her explaining the circumstances that led her to the information in the first place, that changed.
Sorry,
conclusion.
Mister, I can't follow you.
So, page 87.
87.
You saw Ms. Khan. I have to say, though, that Pritam Singh's initial response was that I should go to the Committee of Privileges. Correct? You see it there?
Yes.
But after discussions and me explaining the circumstances that led me to the information in the first place, that changed. You see that?
I do.
So in short, she's saying that she had told Mr. Pritam Singh, Ms. Silver Lim and yourself that she had lied in Parliament on 3rd of August about the sexual assault survivor, right? You said yes. You heard it from her for the first time.
It was shared during the session.
The session.
Yep.
And that from her recollection, the first thing that Mr. Pritam Singh told her was, go to the Committee of Privileges, i.e. come clean, explain, tell the untruth.
This conversation didn't take place.
Didn't take place about Committee of Privileges.
Yes.
Can I show you the WhatsApp message, and this is Exhibit COP9, that Ms. Khan sent to Loh Pei Ying and Mr. Yudhishthira Nathan on 8th of August, 12:41 p.m. Assistant Clerk will put it in front of you. You see that? This is extract 23. You didn't bring a reading glass. It's a bit small.
Yeah.
May I read it to you? And if you have any doubt, someone can read it for you as well.
I
you can see roughly. Yeah. Can I, before I bring you to that, you said you met around 11 o'clock that morning.
Yes.
Yes, on the 8th of August.
Yes.
And was it a very long meeting or short meeting?
I think it lasted about an hour.
An hour or so. Yeah. So around 11, you ended about 12-ish, 12-something at noon. And then all of you all left except Mr. Singh, of course, is his home.
Yes.
Yeah. And so if you look at this message here, I know it's small, but 8th of August, 2021, 12:41 p.m. You see that? Right at the top of box 23.
You mean the top portion, right?
Yes. Yep. Raisa WP. Yes. I quote, hey guys, I just met with Pritam, Sylvia and Faisal and we spoke about the Muslim issues and the police accusation. Correct? So this is your recollection. She spoke about both issues. Muslim issues, which in your view was the FJC and polygamy, and the police accusation, the sexual assault survivor, correct?
Yes.
And I carry on what she says. I told them what I told you guys, and they've agreed that the best thing to do is to take the information to the grave. They also suggested that I write a statement to send out this evening, unquote. And then you see her very next message at 12:42 p.m. You see directly below that. And this is, in my view, directly beneath that first message. It's not there, is it?
It's not here.
No, okay, never mind. It's okay.
I only got a portion that you...
The portion, yeah. Right. So you see that message she sent out at 12:41 p.m.
12:41, yes.
Yes. And would you agree that this was very shortly after that meeting in Mr. Pritam Singh's house with you and Ms. Sylvia Lim?
Yeah, shortly, right? Because shortly we finished at about 12, so the message is at 12:41.
41.
Yeah.
And that if you look at this, she was sending this to her closest assistants, Ms. Loh Pei Ying and Mr. Yudhishthira Nathan, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And her reference to, I quote, writing a statement to send out this evening, unquote, right? Would you agree this was that post I just showed you about that she wrote on 8th of August, talking about what she said about Muslim issues?
Yes.
Which you had exchanged messages with her about?
Correct.
So when she said, they suggested I write a statement to send out this evening, it's true, you had suggested, or three of you had suggested somehow that she write a statement to put out on Muslim issues.
Yes.
So that was correct. That part of her message was accurate.
Accurate.
But on the point about her saying, take the matter to the grave, do you agree that this is an accurate summary of what she said?
Absolutely.
You disagree with her. Then why not you tell us what each of you told Ms. Khan on the 8th of August in respect of the sexual assault survivor anecdote that she had explained to you. So you're hearing this for the first time on 8th of August, right? She tells you that she'd told an untruth in Parliament about the sexual assault survivor.
Yes.
What was Mr. Singh's advice, response, direction, whatever? What did he say?
During that meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay, basically, she came at about 11 or 11-ish, and we sat together, four of us. So she started off by saying that, Pritam, are your daughters around? And then she kind of like told Pritam to possibly get his daughter to be in the room. So he wants to say something sensitive. So she started off by saying that when she was 18 studying in Australia, and she broke down very badly lah. So personally, I'm taken aback. I'm kind of like my counseling instinct just come to me. So I kind of like want to hear more regarding the she told us about, right? So then I recall that she did mention after that what I mentioned in Parliament is untruth, is untrue.
She said.
Yeah. So there's quite a silence to the situation, like, because I was taken aback. I mean, I don't know how to react, because she opened up her account on sharing by saying that she was at the age of 18. And here I am, you know, my party colleague, opened up to us. Of course, I'm very stunned and very shocked to hear this from her. So basically that happened. And the focus after that was more to comfort her because she was crying. Crying badly. So that's where Pritam mentioned that, you know, okay, who else knew about it? So she mentioned four people. She mentioned Yudish, Miss Low, Paying, I call her Paying, her therapist, and her husband. So Mr. Pritam did ask her whether are your parents aware of this? She said no. Yeah. So that's the whole discussion, and I kind of like come in, tell her that, you know, are you receiving any treatment? Are you, you know, attending any counseling? You know, as I mentioned, instinctively as a former counselor, you know, I kind of like bring myself forward and offer my help. I did mention to her if she wants to go for counseling, and I'm willing to do one for her, and also to bring in an asatiza, a female religious teacher, to partner with me to go through, or basically to assist her in the matter. Yeah. So it takes quite a while for me. Pritam and Sylvia, you know, try to console and comfort her. Yeah.
Right. So just to recap, when she arrived, she asked Mr. Singh's daughters, you know, not to be present.
Yep.
Right.
Yes.
So they went into the room, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And she told you all, first thing she said was about her own assault.
Assault.
So she didn't talk about the Muslim issues yet.
Right. Not yet.
All right. So first thing was about her assault, and then she said that the anecdote she told in Parliament was untrue.
Untrue.
What did she say about that anecdote in Parliament? What else do you recall?
Just a short declaration that she said that it was untrue.
Did Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim, yourself ask Ms. Khan more about the untruth?
No, because as I mentioned, we are quite affected. We personally are affected listening to her confession in terms of she's. So as I mentioned, now I instinctively, you know, my counselling, I don't know the word, I mean spirit or counselling.
Instinct as a counsellor was to ask whether she's receiving treatment, whether she needed.
For me, her well-being is most important at that point in time.
Okay. And you said that Mr. Singh's response to her was, who else knew about this assault? And
yes.
She said Mr. Yudhishthiranathan, Ms. Low Paying, her therapist and her husband, correct?
Correct.
Right. And Mr. Singh also asked her whether her parents were aware, and she said no.
Yes.
What did what was Ms. Silva Lim's immediate response, if you can recollect?
I think basically in general, we're just showing concern. I can't remember what exactly Sylvia mentioned, but the main thing that the three of us did at that point in time is try to comfort her.
Yeah. Right. And after that, So what else transpired during that meeting, apart from she shared this very shocking news about her assault? Then she said that she had told the untruth in Parliament about another survivor that she had spoken about. And the three of you were focused on her well-being, as you say, about her own assault.
Indeed.
What else was discussed?
Okay, then because my purpose of going to attend the session on that day, right, is to put a closure on FGC and polygamy. That's what I've discussed with her, even though we don't know we're going to meet on the 8th. But to me and Pritam, I did mention to Pritam, we need to put a closure to this. Closure means she needs to come up with a statement. Okay, so after things toned down, I personally bring up the issue that we need to talk a bit more about this. Because at the end of the day, I know she is affected. She was affected by that. Because I've been in communication with her since on the 3rd after the speech.
Parliament speech.
Yeah, so I'm aware that she's not so very comfortable about the attention, public attention that she's, you know, facing. Okay, so I need to do my part, okay, for her, as well as I feel for the party itself, because there's a lot of comments, you know, about her speech. So I brought up the issue that we need to settle this on the issue of FGC and polygamy, right? That's why, you know, it was stated there that she came out, she informed Yudish and Ms. Low that, you know, she was told to write a statement and sign out on the evening itself, on that day. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that she talked about her own assault, and that was shocking.
Yeah.
And you all spent time to, you know, to find out more information, to offer her, check whether she'd been treated, counselled, show concern. And that was the conclusion of the discussion that morning about her own assault, correct?
Yes.
There was no decision on what to do with regards to her assault 10 years ago.
There's no decision. No.
And she also told you all that she had told an untruth in Parliament, correct?
Yes.
I'll come to that in a while. Yeah?
Yep.
But then what you're telling me is that also discussed that morning, at some point when she started to calm down and she could have a discussion on other things, that you talked about the issue of FJC, female genital cutting, as well as polygamy, that she had raised on the 3rd of August in her speech.
Yes.
And you wanted to raise that after she had calmed down, because that was what you thought she had wanted to discuss with you about.
Yeah, that's what the discussion was supposed to be on that day.
And whose suggestion was it to put out a statement that day on the 8th of August?
Okay, I didn't speak to Pritam. I was doing WhatsApp with Pritam on the 7th. So that's where I told Pritam that she needs to come up with her own statement.
So you're saying that on the 7th of August, i.e. the day before this meeting on the 8th,
yes,
you had been discussing via WhatsApp with Pritam Singh that she had to address these issues.
Yeah. Yeah, even during, as I mentioned, now, from the 3rd to 7th, right, I've been messaging Pritam as well as Raisa, updating them about the community's views, you know, and concerns that being put up on social media. I mean, the comments.
Yes. So I'm just saying, on the 8th of August, on this issue of the FJC and polygamy, you had raised it. So it was you who raised it, not Ms. Khan, right?
No.
You raised it to her when you thought she was calm already.
Yeah.
And what did you tell her? You said this is an issue which the community was concerned about. You must address it.
And she knows about it. She aware of it. She's aware about it. And also, just to add on a bit, further down, when we had the disciplinary panel interview with her, she did mention that she was actually contemplating whether to, just to show how concerned she was about the issue.
Yeah. No, I think we focus on the 8th of August. And the DP, you want to talk about it later? We can come.
I think I need to link.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so to show that what kind of state of mind she was during the period 3 to 7th
of
August, of which I decided that, you know, we need to address this.
Mm.
Again, my concern is about her and her, how the implication towards the family. So on the 3rd,
towards the family, as in towards the parents, the
because
parents
I
regard to what she had said in Parliament about FJC and polygamy.
Because at the back of my mind, as we know, her father is Mr. Farid Khan, is one of the community leaders. So I do understand, you know, there might be certain concern on their part. So I feel that it's good enough for me. I mean, it's right for me to meet up with them and to talk about the issue.
Right.
So goes back, I just want to point out one point that how the mental state she was in back then, from 3 to 7, to August. Understand that why I actually brought it up on the 8th that we must do something about this issue. So she did mention to us, the three of us, Pitam, Sylvia and myself, that she was contemplating to resign as an MP because she felt that she being a liability to the party because of the speech, which is about FGC and polygamy. Mm. So that was her state of mind back then.
From 3rd to 7th of August, 2021.
Yeah. Okay, this is what she told us during the 28th or 29th interview that we had with her, basically.
Of what month?
28th or 29th, the second...
of November.
Yeah.
During the DP. Yeah. Am I right?
Can I just check my notes? Yeah.
Sure. Can I check those notes prepared by yourself?
Yes, I do. It's written by me.
Are you able to provide a copy because you're referring to it for your testimony?
Can
you get a copy provide a copy to the assistant clerk so that we can refer to
it? But I do have only one copy.
We can make a copy. Is it okay? Sure. So that we can... I think Mr. Faisal, when you're giving evidence, you should be giving evidence from your best recollection rather than material that may be provided not necessarily by you, because we want to make sure that this is your evidence on affirmation and not other people's.
Yeah, so I do remember that in one of the sessions, I think if not mistaken, the 20 or 29, where she met us, she did mention that she was contemplating to resign because of this issue that, you know, that she brought up in the parliament and she felt that she's a liability to the party. Mm. So that's where my point...
So she was very seized with the issue of what she said about Muslim issues on 3rd of August.
She's very disturbed about, you know, the comment and the, you know, the reaction from the community.
Right.
Yeah.
So therefore, on the 8th of August, after she had come down about her recollection or relating to y'all about her sexual assault, that you then raised this issue of what she said about FGC and... Indeed. Polygamy on 3rd of August.
Yes.
And was it you who then suggested to her that she put up a post on the 8th of August?
Because it's what I've discussed with Pritam. And personally, I do feel that, you know, she needs to make a statement. Clear the air. And just need to, basically say what she wants to say. It's supposed to be her statement.
Right. So basically, what I'm saying is that what you're telling us is that on the 8th of August, you raised the matter and you had then asked her to put out a post, statement.
Yes.
And she agreed with you?
Yes.
And did Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim also agree with you and Ms. Khan on that course of action?
No, they were there.
They were there and they didn't object? Did they say yes, that's a good thing to do?
Yeah. As I mentioned, that's what me and Pritam discussed.
Oh.
Yeah.
So 7th of August, you had discussed with Pritam?
Through WhatsApp.
Through WhatsApp. What time was that on the 7th of August? Roughly? Was it at night?
I really can't remember timing-wise, yeah.
Okay, 7th of August, you had already agreed with him that the best course was for Ms. Khan to put out a post to explain her position.
Yep.
And therefore, on the 8th, when you suggested that course of action, Ms. Khan agreed. You knew that Mrs. Singh wouldn't object because you had already discussed the day before.
Indeed.
How about party chairman Ms. Lim? She didn't say anything?
Basically, I'm not so sure her attendance there because... The communication between me and Pritam is we need to discuss about this particular
issue.
So I believe that she never objects, so she's there. Yeah.
Right. So in a way, what Ms. Khan said in that WhatsApp message, they also suggested that I write a statement to send out this evening is correct.
Correct.
Right. So that was that is the sum total of what you discussed with Ms. Khan on the 8th of August from 11 to 12. 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. roughly.
Yes.
You had, of course, comforted her with regards to what she'd related about her sexual assault.
Yes.
And then you talked to her about the Muslim issues that she's spoken about.
Yes.
And you suggested she put out a post, she agreed. That was some total of your involvement that day.
Indeed, yes.
What about the issue of her lying to Parliament on the 3rd of August with regards to the sexual assault survivor that she allegedly accompanied to the police station?
Mm-hmm.
Was that not something you all discussed? Because you said that it was the first time she told the three of you.
Yes.
Or at least for you, that was the first time.
Yep.
You had heard about her telling an untruth in Parliament.
Yeah.
Did you not raise this point? Why did you not raise this point?
Because, as I mentioned just now, the first is that you are taken aback. Okay, and she opened up not telling us that the thing was untruth, that what she told in Parliament was untruth, but she told us, she opened up her statement by saying that she's... Okay, so the focus, as I mentioned just now, that we are concerned about her. We can kind of console her, you know, try to calm her down.
Mm.
So... And after a while, as I mentioned now, my part comes in. I realize that we need to settle this issue because I think there was a bit. I mean, there was really upset. I mean, the Muslim community was very upset about the whole issue.
Yes.
So that is what we have discussed on that day, and we didn't actually pursue the matter on the lie regarding the lie that she mentioned about the police escorting the victims to the police. Which you mentioned in the
You didn't discuss it
didn't discuss
on the 8th of August.
You didn't discuss further.
So let me just be very clear. Yeah. Ms. Khan comes in to Mr. Singh's house on the 8th of August. One of the first things she says, apart from asking Mr. Singh's daughters to be in the room away from the conversation,
yes,
was that she had been sexually assaulted. And that was very shocking to all of you.
Yes.
And then the next thing she says is about her lying to Parliament about that anecdote, correct? These were the two things she talked about. So two things. One was her own assault, and the other one was her untruth to Parliament.
Yes.
Right? And you're saying that all y'all talked about were about her own assault and about Muslim issues. There was no other conversation.
Yeah.
So, yes. But you recall that she had raised this issue about the lie in Parliament.
Indeed.
You recall it was in your mind at the time.
Yes.
And so you settled her assault in terms of comforting her,
yes,
making sure she was supported, yes, and you talked about Muslim issues. You didn't address that big issue of her lying in Parliament.
No.
No. How about Mr. Singh? Did he address your recollection?
As I mentioned, there was a silence. Okay, what I've shared earlier is what happened, what actually took place. So we did not further discuss on the issue of the lying, which she uttered which she said in
when
Parliament.
When you say we did not further discuss, means all four of you all did not at all raise the issue of her lying in Parliament?
No.
Neither Ms. Lim nor Mr. Singh asked her about that. And this was a one-hour conversation.
Yes.
Focused principally about her assault, which she raised. When she talked about her assault, you all responded to her. Right?
Not immediately, because you are shocked.
You were shocked. But the response was about her assault.
Yeah.
Then she raised about her lying in Parliament. None of you all discussed this.
No.
No, right? No discussion.
No.
And then she didn't raise it, but you raised the issue of polygamy and FGC.
Yes.
Right. And then how did the meeting end? What was the conclusion? What was your takeaway from the meeting?
Basically, for me, it's... As what Raisa mentions in her WhatsApp, right? Okay, we agreed upon that she need to come out with a statement and to have it in her Facebook. Yeah.
Okay, so your takeaway from that one-hour meeting thereabouts was that, firstly, of course, you heard about her assault.
Yep.
You are now, on the 8th of August, aware that she had lied to Parliament, yes?
Yes.
Yes, and thirdly, that you had raised... on your own volition and settled the issue of Muslim issues.
Yes.
That was
my main concern when I attended the session, the discussion at Pritam's house.
But nevertheless, apart from that issue which you went to Mr. Singh's house to talk about, which is the Muslim issues,
yes,
you were now at a point in time in possession of two other startling facts. Correct.
Yes.
One was Ms. Khan had herself been sexually assaulted.
Yes.
Right? and which you said earlier that it was shocking. And the other thing that was also news to you, totally, you know, new to you, was that she had lied in Parliament about the anecdote about the sexual assault survivor she accompanied to the police station. Yes?
Yeah.
So you went away with two additional pieces of information.
Yeah. Did this one, can I give my view on the statement made by Ms. Raisa on page 87?
You mean her transcript?
Yeah, transcript.
Sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, it was Ms. Raisa mentioned that on somewhere in the middle of the page, it was mentioned that it was incredible disappointment. There was a lot of anger. But I think there was some compassion there as well. I disagree when she mentioned there was a lot of anger. I just want to point out, like, basically. I feel strongly about that. There's no anger at all.
From all three of you?
Yes.
Towards her?
Yeah.
For lying in Parliament?
No. As I mentioned, the sequence started as she admitted. Yes. You know, so she confessed that she's been... Okay, we were taken aback.
You're very shocked.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not... I'm not comfortable. I feel that, you know, she was not telling the truth when she said there was a lot of anger.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There wasn't any anger at all.
So what would you describe was...
Shock.
What, shock? What else?
Okay. Compassion is yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of lost of how to react also because, you know, this is due to shock.
So you're saying that when she told you that, and Mr. Singh and Mr. Slim, that she had told an untruth in Parliament...
Yeah.
That she could not substantiate and which was false. Yeah. You had no reaction whatsoever to that. Were neutral to that.
No, because fact. We were overwhelmed by the first point where she brought up.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, naturally, when someone mentioned about the trauma that they had and followed by said that she lied. Okay. I mean, you put ourselves between me and my daughter.
Mm.
Father, I was... But I lied to you. Naturally... As human being, I think we feel that, you know, we feel overwhelmed by the first statement that was, first confession that was made. So I'm trying to say that there's no anger because we are overwhelmed by the feeling of shock.
Yep, yeah. So can I just, take you through what you've just said? That means the first thing she said was she was, as you say, she was sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. And you all felt shock and then compassion. Towards her. The other thing she says, and these were the only two things that you are telling us she said on 8th of August, that she had lied to Parliament.
Yes.
And so you're saying that there was no reaction by you or the other two party leaders with respect to that.
Yeah. Okay.
And then after that, yes or no? Yes?
No, I was referring, again,
yeah.
I brought it up because I feel it was untrue to say that there was a lot of anger.
So you're saying you were not upset that Ms. Khan had said that she had lied to Parliament?
I'm saying that I'm not angry because there was a claim made here that there was a lot of anger.
She's saying in the context of her telling you all about her untruth in Parliament.
No, she mentioned that it was an incredible disappointment. There was a lot of anger, but I think there was some compassion. It comes from what, basically, I believe that she ran out of how we felt at that point in time.
Sure.
When she, once after the sequence, as I mentioned to you, the sequence that she admitted, she confessed of her being,
she admitted she the lie. She shared with you all.
Yeah.
She shared her traumatic experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, again, this troubled me. Page 87, which she mentioned that there was a lot of anger. That's something I want to highlight, which I don't think is the truth. Page 87.
Maybe I take you through line by line. Yeah. Look at the top. Mr. Tong, and did you put in clear terms to them as well that the statement that you had made was false? That statement was about the anecdote. You follow? Yes?
Sorry, which line is this?
Page 87, fifth line from the top. Mr. Edwin Tong. And did you put it in clear terms to them that the statement you had made was false? You see that?
Yes.
So statement that was false was the anecdote she said in Parliament about the police.
Yes.
Ms. Khan, yes. Mr. Tong, could they have misunderstood? Ms. Khan, no, they could not. They could not.
Yeah.
Mr. Tong, what was their reaction to this? To this means to the fact that she had told you all that the anecdote was false in Parliament.
Yeah.
And her reply was, it was incredible disappointment. There was a lot of anger, but I think there was some compassion there as well. Yeah. The reaction was that if I were not to be pressed, then the best thing to do would be to retain the narrative that I began in August. So just take it one step at a time.
Okay.
Do you agree that when Mr. Tong asked Ms. Khan, did you put in clear terms that the statement was false?
She was responding
to Mr. Tong's question about her anecdote.
Yes.
Yes. So when she's saying to COP, when she told y'all that the anecdote was false, your reaction was incredible disappointment and a lot of anger to the false anecdote. To the false anecdote. So my question to you is, what was your response when you heard her talk about the false anecdote in Parliament?
Can I make things clearer?
Yeah.
As I mentioned, the sequence was she told us about, then immediately she mentioned that she lied in Parliament. So one after another, there's no silence in between.
Mm-hmm. She related the two things to you all.
Yes.
Yes. And you reacted to her telling you that she was a victim of sexual assault.
Yes.
A survivor.
Yes. It just means that one after another.
Yes.
Like, suddenly I was very pity towards her, sympathetic. Suddenly, yes. I broke into anger.
Correct. But you heard two things. One, she was a survivor of
sexual
assault.
Yes, but
assault
the sequence
herself.
That it came first, her confession of her being. So human emotions, you know, as I mentioned to you, naturally we feel something, for we feel deeply concerned,
compassionate
about,
to her,
compassionate.
Her traumatic experience
yes.
as a survivor.
Yes. So, Minister. And I can't agree more about. I can't agree when she said anger, because I know myself.
Yes. So you're saying that you were compassionate towards her own traumatic experience.
Indeed.
But you had no emotion at all about the other thing that she had shared with you.
As I mentioned, I was overwhelmed.
Yes.
And I give you the example of me. Let's say if I'm talking to my daughter, she mentioned that she's being, you know, touched with Ta'uzulam Zalik. And after that, she said, but I lied to you. Naturally, I feel that I'm being more overwhelmed by the feeling of sympathy.
Yes. So I accept that. That's what you're saying to the COP, that you're telling us that you were overwhelmed by her sharing her own experience as a survivor of sexual assault. And that, am I right to say that you're telling us that you therefore did not think or feel anything about the second part of her statement, which was about her false anecdote.
Indeed,
because you were overwhelmed by the first piece of information.
Which was said one after another.
Yes.
Yes.
But you told us earlier, Mr. Faisal, that at some point in time, you felt that the discussion about her being a survivor and her false anecdote had calmed down. She had calmed down for you to move on to the next order of business.
Indeed.
Here was a meeting where she told you she was a sexual assault survivor and that she had lied in Parliament. And then, without her bringing it up, at some point in time, things calmed down and you could then bring up this topic of FGC and polygamy.
Yes.
So when things had calmed down, did you not then address the issue of her falsehood to Parliament?
No.
You had forgot about it, or you felt that it was not something you want to raise, or what?
Yeah, I feel that it's something which I don't want to raise, because as mentioned, it's not that she was still upset. She was still upset. Of course, she toned down. She upset. But again, as I mentioned, that the main reason for me to be at the session is to talk about this FGC. So I feel that I do agree with Pritam on the 7th that we need to have a statement to be out as soon as possible. So at the end of the day, that is my objective of coming to the meeting, and I have to achieve that objective.
Yeah.
Because the situation was bad, and I also believe that she was really distressed about this issue also, which I relate to the point that I made up when we kind of like had an interview with her as a disciplinary panel, where she mentioned she even contemplating to resign due to that particular episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what you're telling us is that this was a meeting where Ms. Khan came and opened herself up to say, number one, she was a sexual assault survivor, which was shocking. The other thing she said was she had lied to Parliament, which was new to you. All right, these are the two things she talked about, according to you. You're, all three of you were very focused on her own experience as a survivor.
Overwhelmed.
You all calmed her down. And the very next thing you talk about was not the second thing she talked to you all about, which is her lie in Parliament, but you jumped straight to your focus, which was about the Muslim issues that were raised.
Yes.
And so the sum total of what you take away from that meeting, apart from the two new pieces of information that you were in possession with regards to the anecdote and her own experience as a survivor, was that she was going to put up a post that very evening. That same evening she told you she had been sexually assaulted and that she had lied in Parliament. The yes. only thing you all agreed on was that she would put up a post about FGC and polygamy. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. So you would agree that the meeting ended around 12 plus that day on
around
the 8th of August?
Yep.
And that this WhatsApp message to her closest assistants, Ms. Lo Pei Ying and Mr. Yudhishthira Nathan, was at 12:41 p.m., shortly after the meeting. You agree, right? You said it earlier.
Yes.
And that she had said that they agreed, they discussed two things, Muslim issues and police accusation. On Muslim issues, you agree when she said that they suggested that I write a statement or she write a statement to send out this evening. You agree.
Yes.
But what you're saying is you don't agree that you all discussed the police accusation and that they agreed, or you, Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim agreed, that the best thing to do is to take the information to the grave. You didn't discuss at all the issue of the falsehood in Parliament. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you agree with me, therefore, that what Ms. Khan had just said in the COP and what she said contemporaneously in her WhatsApp to her closest assistants and what you are telling us today are starkly different?
Yes.
Totally different.
Totally different.
She said that you all discussed two things, Muslim issue as well as the issue of sexual assault, that on Muslim issues, decision, put up a post on sexual assault anecdote, take it to the grave. You disagree with the second, but not the first. Which means you agree on Muslim issues being clarified in post.
Yes.
You disagree that the anecdote about sexual assault was discussed, and you disagree with her that the decision was to take this lie in Parliament to the grave.
Disagree.
Okay. Can I just check with you, do you have or are you aware of any notes of meeting, any records, any messages, any emails, any WhatsApp, any Telegram, any posts that summarize what you all had discussed on 8th of August? Because this was a meeting with a lot of significance.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you say this was a meeting where important things were discussed?
Indeed, important thing to discuss, to clear the air. Mm. Yes. Regarding the FGC and the...
Was there any subsequent record
of
what was transpired?
No.
No information was put down on a message or email?
No.
Did the three of you update any other member of the Workers' Party, CEC?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Can I now just focus on the actions taken in the immediate aftermath of this meeting? This 8th of August ended around 12 plus?
Yes.
Right, and this was a meeting where you learned for the first time about Ms. Khan's traumatic experience as a survivor. You learned from Ms. Khan that she had said a mistruth in Parliament about the police, and you had settled with Ms. Khan about what to do about the Muslim issues. Right. This was a meeting. I want to talk about the immediate aftermath, what happened for the rest of the day. So am I right that immediately after this meeting, there were a flurry of messages between some of you, maybe Ms. Khan, yourself, Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim, about the Muslim issues? That means the post she was going to put on the 8th of August?
It's between me and Ms. Han.
Oh, so it was just two of you exchanging WhatsApp messages?
Yes.
And she sent you a draft of what she was going to say and you replied back?
She did.
Did you at any point in time in the exchange of 8th of August raise with her, discuss with her, comfort her about her experience as a sexual assault survivor?
No.
You can't recall or you sure it didn't happen?
I don't recall of... on the 8th itself, right?
Yeah.
I don't recall that we pursued the matter of her being a victim.
Okay, and you would be able to later verify with your messages that that was the only thing discussed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So, am I right to say that on the 8th of August, after you left Mr. Singh's home, there was no discussion with Ms. Khan about the anecdote in Parliament?
No.
You did not discuss with Mr. Singh or Ms. Lim on the 8th of August about Ms. Khan's anecdote in Parliament?
No.
Did you, Mr. Singh or Ms. Lim, to the best of your knowledge, clarify with Ms. Khan what the conclusion of the 8th August meeting was? Did you all say, 8th of August, we discussed this.
Yeah.
This is the summary. Did you all do that?
I mean, on the 8th itself?
Yes.
No.
So, you know that after the August sitting of Parliament, there was a sitting of Parliament in September?
Yes.
Scheduled for the 13th of September?
Yes.
There was no draft statement or post or media release prepared with regards to clarifying the falsehood that she'd said in Parliament about the police?
No.
No? That means you are sure there wasn't, or you, to your knowledge?
I'm very sure.
Very sure there was nothing, no preparation at all?
No.
For the sitting of Parliament in September?
No.
You had no meetings physically, virtually, about the falsehood she'd said in Parliament?
No.
No? You didn't pursue or follow up on the fact that she told you all that she had lied in Parliament?
No.
And the rest of the CEC was not told after the 8th of August or on the 8th of August about the point she'd made, i.e. her own experience as a survivor, as well as her untruth in Parliament?
Nothing
was mentioned to the CEC?
No.
There was no discussion on or after the 8th of August, but prior to the 4th of October, nothing discussed about explaining to Parliament about the untruth, about the police, nothing about coming clean to the public?
Nothing. Privy to. Yeah.
Did you check at any point in time on or after the 8th of August about whether Ms. Khan would be telling her parents about her own experience?
No.
No? And you just left it. That means the last time you discussed with Ms. Khan about her own experience as a sexual assault survivor was in the morning on the 8th of August.
Correct.
There was no further discussion with her? By you?
Yes, by me.
And there was no discussion at any point by you with Ms. Khan on or after the 8th of August with respect to her falsehood state in Parliament?
No.
You didn't discuss it with her?
No.
But you were aware on and after 8th of August that she had lied in Parliament?
Yes.
You were aware, but you did not raise it with her? You didn't follow up? Didn't question her? So, in short, between the 8th of August and the parliamentary sitting in September, 13th of September, and in fact, all the way to 3rd of October, which is the day before the October sitting, there was no preparation, no discussion, no work done to prepare to clarify this falsehood that she told you all about?
Not that I'm privy of.
Not that you're privy of.
Yeah.
You're not aware?
Yeah.
Okay.
But on myself, and for myself, I did not communicate further.
Could it be the case that Ms. Khan was correct, that three of y'all had told her to take the truth to the grave, and that means if the truth is not pressed, just let it be, let it lie?
No.
No, you disagree with her?
Disagree.
So you're saying that Ms. Khan was not truthful?
Yes.
In the WhatsApp message immediately after the meeting?
Yes.
On the 8th of August?
Yes.
And that she is telling an untruth to COP?
Yes.
Thank you. Let me now move to the 4th of October Parliament sitting. You know, the Parliament sat on the 4th of October.
Yep.
You were in Parliament that day?
I came late.
You came late.
Yeah.
But you heard the Minister for Home Affairs make the ministerial statement?
I reached Parliament about 1 to 1 plus because I remember on that day I fetched my daughter. She was she had a PSLE paper.
Yes.
So I'm there to give her support.
Okay. But when you arrived in Parliament, were you aware that there was an exchange between Ms. Khan and Minister Shanmugam about the anecdote that should sit in August?
No, because I came in late.
You came in late. Nobody told you about this exchange.
Later on, I did see someone actually WhatsApp me or in my WhatsApp. You know, there's a report, media report about it. Then I realized that the exchange took place before I came in.
What time roughly were you, did you become
I'm not so sure because there's a lot of sharing of WhatsApp. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you're saying that on the 4th of October itself, while Parliament was sitting, and Parliament sat until nearly midnight, if you recall.
Yep.
Yeah. You were aware on that day that there was this exchange between Minister Shanmugam and Ms. Khan.
Yes.
And you were aware on the 4th of October that Ms. Khan had repeated the untruth and said that there was indeed such an incident where she accompanied
media report.
Media report. So that was on the 4th of October itself.
Yes.
Do you know roughly when you knew about it? Was it late in the afternoon? Certainly by the end of the day, you were aware. Yes?
I can say that. Yeah.
So at what point did you become aware of that?
I can't remember because it's just, when people are sharing with WhatsApp, I don't actually, take a look at the time. So I cannot give you exact or the time. Yeah.
So
honestly, I don't remember that.
So you're saying that the first time you became aware of this exchange where Ms. Khan reiterated that falsehood was through WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Amongst sharing the Workers' Party MPs, I presume?
Maybe not from the Workers' Party MPs, so from my other contacts.
Other contacts.
Yeah.
That means people sent you a message.
Yeah.
About a media report about this exchange.
Yeah.
Do you recall, was it Straits Times? Was it CNA? Was it Yahoo News? You can't remember.
I can't recall.
But you received information about that.
Yeah. Meaning you said that I only knew about it through a media report.
Yes.
Through the WhatsApp platform.
So did you realize at that point in time that Ms. Khan had repeated what she said on the 3rd of August. You were aware?
Yes.
And because you had heard it from her on the 8th of August that she had lied then, did you realise on 4th of October when you read that media article that in fact, when she insisted it was true, that was false?
Sorry again?
So you said that 8th of August, she told Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim and yourself that she had told an untruth in Parliament about the police. Yeah?
Yes.
8th of August, she told you. Then, on the 4th of October, you receive a media article sent by someone.
Sharing
that Mr. Shanmugam had asked her whether that incident took place. And she replied, yes, it did take place. She did accompany a survivor. Were you aware on the 4th of October when you read the article that in fact Ms. Khan was repeating a falsehood?
Yes.
You became aware.
Yep.
And you became aware because you remembered what she told you on the 8th of August.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the news article will just say that the news article you receive on 4th of October will just have said that the Home Affairs Minister asked Ms. Khan to confirm whether such an incident happened. And she said, indeed, that happened.
Yeah, okay.
So she stood her ground to say that anecdote did happen.
Yep.
And to the public, it was her insisting. The public, the media, none of us would know that it was a falsehood. Except for Ms. Khan, yourself, Mr. Singh and Ms. Sivalim, correct? Because of what she told you on the 8th of August.
Because, same goes with Ms. Low and Yudish.
And same for Ms. Low, Mr. Yudhishthira Nadan.
Yeah.
So you were aware on the 4th of October that she had repeated a falsehood in Parliament?
Yes, I'm aware.
So 3rd August, falsehood. 4th October, she repeated the falsehood to the Home Affairs Minister in Parliament.
Yes.
What went through your mind when you saw that article and you realised you put two and two together? She repeated a falsehood because of what you heard about on 8th of August.
Okay.
What went through your mind?
Okay, to be honest, that nothing come to me in a drastic manner. Basically, I just feel that, you know, why has she not want to tell the truth? You know, since she opened to us, right? So that's what came to me, like, basically.
So you just told us that on 4th of October, you came to Parliament after this ministerial statement.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear this discussion between Min Shanmugam and Ms. Khan. You then received a media article from someone, and it was about this exchange, yes?
Yeah.
Right? And then you realised that when she repeated the anecdote, she was in fact saying on this occasion, again repeating a lie. You knew. And you knew it was a lie because of 8th of August. And what you're saying is that your reaction was, why did she lie again when she had told you, Mr. Singh, and Ms. Lim? Yes?
Yes.
And did you expect that this issue would arise, this question of whether she had lied in Parliament in August? Do you expect it to arise in October? No. On 3rd of August, you know that the Minister of State, Desmond Tan, had asked her for substantiation. You were aware, right?
Yes.
And so here was the Home Affairs Minister asking for substantiation again in October. You were not anticipating it?
No.
Did you know that... would you know if Mr. Singh had visited Ms. Raisa Khan at her home on the 3rd of October?
No.
He didn't tell you?
No.
Not aware?
I was not aware.
You're not aware that this had happened? Ms. Khan told the COP, and this is the 2nd of December transcript, page 83, if you could just look at it. You showed me 87, so just a few pages before that.
82,
page 83.
Okay.
You have that in front of you?
Yes, I do.
So let me just take you through that page to orientate you. From the top, Mr. Tong talks about the 3rd of August speech that Ms. Khan had made and the anecdote. And subsequently, she admitted that the anecdote was false and never happened, correct? Ms. Khan said correct, right? You see?
Yes.
3rd was Mr. Tong again. October, there was a further parliamentary sitting 2 months after the speech. You were asked various questions by Minister Shanmugam in relation to details such as police station, date, so on and so forth. And you confirmed that. And you subsequently also agreed with Ms. Indrani Raja that those statements were also false, correct? Ms. Khan says correct. Then Mr. Tong says, all right, I would like you to pause for a moment in October. You go further down. Ms. Khan says, before the October sitting, I had a conversation with leader of the opposition, Pritam Singh, and the conversation was that if I were to retain the narrative or if I were to continue the narrative, there would be no judgment. You see that line there?
I do.
Yeah. And that is Ms. Khan. That's what she said. And Mr. Tong asked, which date they took place? Ms. Khan says, 3rd October, the day before, i.e. the day before 4th October, parliamentary sitting. Where did this take place? Mr. Tong asks. Ms. Khan says, in my house. Mr. Tong asks, was there anyone else present besides the two of you? Ms. Khan replies, no, there was not. Were you aware of this visit?
No.
Ms. Khan told COP happened on the 3rd of October?
No.
No, you were not aware?
I'm not aware.
So, you know that Parliament sat for 2 days. 4th and 5th October.
Yes.
Yeah. And I believe you did speak on the 5th of October. You had some speech in Parliament.
AM, adjournment motion, I believe.
Hmm?
I spoke on an adjournment motion, I believe.
That's right.
Yes.
Adjournment motion. Yeah. And did you Did you discuss with Ms. Khan why she had lied again on the 4th of October after you received that news article?
No.
You didn't speak to her at all?
No.
You didn't message her?
No.
Did you speak to Mr. Pritam Singh, Ms. Silver Lim?
No.
About this?
No.
You didn't ask them what was going on?
No.
So the whole of the 4th of October, after you were aware from the media article and your personal knowledge of the 8th of August, that Ms. Khan had not only lied on the 3rd of August, but repeated untruths on the 4th of October in Parliament, you took no action whatsoever?
No.
At all?
At all.
You're the senior MP, Workers' Party Vice Chairman.
I understand it.
She had told you, right personally to you, that she had lied. You didn't take any action at all?
No.
Were you aware of any meetings that senior Workers' Party leaders had with Ms. Khan on the 4th of October?
No.
Were you aware?
I'm not.
At all? You were not involved at all? So on the 5th of October, the very next day,
yes.
Did you find out about this exchange between Mr. Shanmugam and Ms. Khan? Because Mr. Shanmugam said this matter will not rest. The police will try to find out and establish more. Were you not concerned that this was a serious issue?
I don't have that concern. Just to state that from 8th of August, I do not, as I mentioned earlier, I do not have any kind of communication with Raisa, and I do not actually communicate the matter even to further with Sylvia and Pritam. Hence, that's why I'm not privy to all, as you mentioned, the meeting on the 3rd.
Right. Yeah. So on the 5th of October, Raisa didn't stand up in Parliament to clarify her untruths, right?
No,
not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge.
And as a matter of fact, she did not?
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, neither Mr. Singh nor Ms. Lim nor yourself stood up to talk about the issue of the falsehood?
Yes.
And you also didn't write to Parliament about this?
None of us stood up.
And you didn't check with Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim, or any CEC member about what to do arising from the Home Affairs Minister's exchange with Ms. Khan about the falsehood? No.
No.
Can I ask you to take a look at a media statement by the police? Maybe the assistant clerk to it. Put it in front of you. This was a media statement that the police put out. It's public information, but I'll have it placed in front of you. You have that in front of you?
Yes, sir.
If you look at the next page, it's dated 20th October 2021, 2 p.m. Do you have that, the date? It says police statement.
Yep.
And it said that on 3rd August, MP Ms. Khan said in Parliament that 3 years ago she had accompanied a 25-year-old victim to make a police report. You see that?
Yep. Yes, I do.
And then further down, 4th October, Home Affairs Minister asked Ms. Khan to provide more information. She declined, citing confidentiality. Minister said police will ask Ms. Khan to go for an interview. Next paragraph. SSCB, Serious Sexual Crime Branch of CID, which investigates rape offences, sent an email to Ms. Khan on 7th of October. You see that? 7th of October. Requesting her to get in touch with the police by 14th of October to arrange for an interview. Were you aware of this request by the police to Ms. Khan?
I'm aware of the request made by the SPF.
To her?
Yes.
When were you aware of that? Was it on the day or shortly after that?
I think it should be on the day.
On the day the request was made to her? And how did you come into knowledge of the information?
Actually, I did receive an email which was addressed to me, Pritam and Sylvia.
From who?
From Raisa. Sorry, from Ms. Han.
From Ms. Khan.
Okay, I think it's not, if not mistaken, dated 7th of October.
Okay.
Mentioned about there's a request from the police regarding this. Yeah.
The email she sent to you.
Yeah.
Would you be able to produce that email exchange for us later?
Yes.
Yeah. What did she say in that email?
Basically, just forward
police request.
Just inform us. Okay,
yes.
Then if I'm not mistaken, that she also did mention that she will consult a lawyer.
It's in the email.
I believe it's in the email. I may be wrong. I need to really refer back to the email.
You produce it to us later.
Sorry?
Yeah, you can produce it to us later.
Yep.
Yeah. And when you saw that, did you reply to her?
No, I did not.
Did you suggest any course of action that
no,
she should take?
I
you didn't.
Yeah.
Did you see any reply by the other two persons who were addressed, these, Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim?
I don't recall seeing any reply.
Okay. Do you know whether Ms. Khan went to the police station to respond to this?
I wasn't aware of that.
You're not
I don't know.
Were you aware of this media release? Did you see this media release at any point in time? Media release I just put in front
I got
of you?
To know about this, but I can't remember from which source. I mean, whether media or, you know, or someone told me or WhatsApp. I can't remember that. But yeah.
Yeah, so maybe I show you the Straits Times article, which is online. Maybe we can put it in front of you as well, dated 20th of October. I'm not sure if Assistant Clark has that. I believe it was tendered previously. Alleged mishandling of sexual assault case, no response from WP MP Raisa says police. Thank you. You see the news article?
Yes.
Basically, if you look at the article, which is quite brief, it reiterates what the police had said in that police media release that I just showed you, that they invited Ms. Khan on 7th October to respond by 14th of October. She did not respond. Another email was sent on the 15th of October asking her to reply by the 18th, and she did not respond. So were you aware that she did not respond to the police?
Yes.
Did you, as Workers' Party Vice Chairman and CEC member, question her why she did not respond to the police?
Okay, the point in time, after the 8th of August, right, as I mentioned, I'm not really, I did not pursue this issue with Pritam or Sylvia.
Nor with Ms. Khan?
No, the three of them.
So you didn't involve yourself in this matter about her lying to Parliament at all?
Yes, because I believe that Pritam and, as you mentioned, Pritam as SG, right? Okay, she knows Raisa is very close, is closer to him as compared to us because she volunteered with Pritam at his ward.
When you say us, you're meaning yourself and Ms. Lim, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
So I believe that since Pritam knows her well, and the three of us knows about what's going on, so my assumption at that point in time was Pritam to actually do the needful, what he needs to do.
So in your mind, this issue of her, Ms. Khan, saying a mistruth to Parliament in August and October, it was something for Mr. Pritam Singh to deal with.
Yes.
Did you tell Mr. Singh that? No,
I didn't talk to him in that way. I mean, it's kind of like my understanding, my assumption, that since the three of us knew about it, and Pritam is the one who's closer to her, I believe that he know how to manage the situation better.
Did Mr. Singh update you at any point in time about how he was managing this untruth that Ms. Khan had made?
No.
No? Let me turn to the 12th of October. And Ms. Khan had told this committee that on the 12th of October she'd met Mr. Pritam Singh and Ms. Sylvia Lim at Mr. Pritam Singh's home. Were you aware of that meeting?
No.
You're aware of the meeting now before you came into COP?
Yes.
And how did you become aware of that meeting?
After the thing went public, right? There was a discussion.
Public on which day? I mean, when did it become public? What's that?
No. What I mean is that when I only knew, okay, after we formed the DP, there's a bit of discussion. Then I kind of realized that, you know, there's a few meeting between Pritam and Raisa, as well as Sylvia and Raisa.
So you became aware of the 12 October meeting much later?
Much later, correct.
When you say this matter became public, I presume on or after 1st November?
Because when we formed the DP, right, and part of the DP, the disciplinary panel, sorry, so we have to discuss a bit more.
Yes.
So I only know about the meeting after I'm part of the DP. Yeah.
Okay. So on 12 October or immediately after 12 October, you were unaware of this meeting?
Unaware.
But you were aware that Ms. Khan was drafting a statement to explain her untruths to Parliament.
On the 12th?
No, after the 12th.
After the 12th, I knew about it when she actually want to come out to make the confession. Okay, and then of course there was a meetup. Okay, between us, the MPs, as well as the CEC of the party, okay, for her to show to see what she's going to say in Parliament. Yeah, I think that one was...
When was that? Sometime in October, roughly? Was it before 1st November? Obviously, must be, right?
Yeah. Okay, 1st November is a sitting...
yes, where she came up with a personal
statement. On Monday, right? Remember? So yes. So on the Friday before, so must be 29th of October.
I'm just looking at my calendar. So 1st November, she went to Parliament
yes.
to give her personal statement to
yes.
say that she had misled Parliament in
yes.
August and October. So that was first. It was a Monday. And you're saying that this was on a Friday. So 29th
Correct.
Of October.
Correct.
So 29th October, you and the rest of the Workers' Party CEC, including Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim, met
yeah.
Ms. Khan.
Yes.
To go through... her statement.
Not to go through, but for her to tell us what she's going to say in Parliament and for us to hear what she has to say.
Yes.
I mean, go through means for us to, yeah, for her to share with us, like, basically, yeah.
And so she read out her statement?
Yes, indeed.
And so, remember at the start of this session, I asked you, she messaged you on the 30th, right, of October, saying, what do you think of my
yes.
statement? And 31st,
yes.
you replied to say, sorry, I replied late.
Yep.
But, you know, I thought it was good that you come clean and you're very courageous. I respect you. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah. So prior to that, you must have read what or heard what she was going to say. La.
No, because so the message was on the 30th. I mean,
yeah. So 29th.
La. 29th,
so
correct.
It confirms. La, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are you saying that on the 29th, of October was the very first time you became aware that Ms. Khan was going to clarify in Parliament about the untruths?
Yes.
29th.
29th.
And you found out only when you heard it there and then from Ms. Khan?
Yes.
So you prior to 29th
no.
October, you were totally unaware
about the,
that she was preparing
statement.
To yeah. go to Parliament to clarify...
Yeah. Wasn't aware.
What had happened? You were totally unaware.
Wasn't aware.
You didn't ask anyone?
No.
Nobody told you?
No.
After the exchange between Minister Shanmugam and Ms. Khan on the 4th of October in Parliament, there was a lot of activity. Based on what the COP has found over the last few sittings. There were meetings on how to respond to him, how to respond to the police queries. There were a variety of meetings discussing the statement that Ms. Khan would make. There was some discussion about consulting lawyers, because you said that you received an email from Ms. Khan saying she would consult a lawyer. There were drafts to Compassvale residents, volunteers, and so on. And so a lot of things happened after 4th October, Parliament sitting, all the way culminating on 1st of November, when Ms. Khan spoke in Parliament to explain what had happened in October and August, right?
Yes.
You were unaware of all that, other than the 29th October meeting?
And the email.
And the email on the 7th of October?
Yes.
Other than those two incidents, you had no inkling at all that things were being done in anticipation of her finally deciding to come clean with Parliament.
Yes, you're right.
So, basically, from your point of view, 8th of August at Mr. Singh's house, she told Ms. Khan told you and the others that she had told a mistruth to Parliament. All the way to the sitting of Parliament on the 4th of October, you did not involve yourself at all with what she told you about the falsehood.
Yes, you're right.
4th of October, you read from a media article that Ms. Khan had lied again.
Yes.
And you know that only a few people know that she had lied, right? Because she told you on 8th of August. And the rest of the public, the media would not know better.
Yeah.
All right. So 4th October, when that penny dropped about her repeating the falsehood, all the way until 29th of October, you were not involved at all. You didn't pursue, you didn't ask anything.
Correct.
As the Workers' Party vice chairman, you didn't.
Correct.
And as someone who, Ms. Khan, being someone who had asked you for advice, counsel on a number of different occasions, you didn't give her any advice, didn't guide her, didn't...
Because in terms of counselling, we discussed what are being presented to us. So when Ms. Khan did mention to me, did ask me to meet up, as I mentioned earlier, as we discussed earlier on the 7th of October. So that's where I discussed according to what she wants me to assist her with.
So
it's about the donning of the hijab.
So 7th October, when she met you after all this thing on the 4th of October about her repeating the lie, you were aware. You didn't ask her on 7th of October.
Yeah, correct.
You didn't. Can I now take you to 1st November? You were in Parliament when Ms. Khan gave her personal statement about what she said to Parliament in August and October.
Yes.
You heard what she said? What went through your mind when you heard her say that?
I'm relieved that, she come out and tell the truth.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you felt it was the right thing to do?
Indeed.
That she had lied before and therefore was coming clean?
Yeah. To put the record correct.
On the 2nd of November, we actually have a media statement, but I think you would be familiar. Workers' Party put out a statement saying it was going to form a disciplinary panel, you recall? Maybe I place it before you so that, refresh your memory as to what was put out by the party. You have that?
Yes, I do.
The Workers' Party Central Executive Committee has approved the formation of a disciplinary panel to look into the admissions made by MP Raisa Khan in Parliament on 1st November, arising from an earlier speech made by the MP in Parliament on 3rd August 2021. The panel comprises Secretary General Pritam Singh, Chair Sylvia Lim, and Vice Chair Faisal Manap. The panel will report its findings and recommendations to the CEC after it completes its work. The work of the party's disciplinary panel is separate from any decision the Committee of Privileges of Parliament may make, the Workers' Party media team. You were aware of this media release?
Yes, I am.
And the Workers' Party disciplinary panel was formed on the 2nd of November, right?
Yes.
And the WPCEC's approval to form the DP, was it also on the 2nd of November or 1st of November?
I was asked by Pritam to be part of this committee on the 1st.
On 1st November?
Yes.
What time do you recall? Did he ask you? Roughly. Was it an email?
Late morning?
Late morning on 1st November.
No, okay. Basically, I think after Raisa made the confession, then I think I received a WhatsApp from Pritam to say that, am I willing to be part of this DP?
On 1st November?
Yeah. After the confession.
After her personal statement in Parliament.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. And you're able to provide us with that later?
Yep, sure.
Yeah. And you replied yes?
Yes.
Did you ask him any questions about what the role of this DP was?
No.
No? So you were aware on the 1st of November that a DP would be formed on the 2nd of November?
Yeah.
Right? And reading this media statement, it accords with what you understood your role as a DP member to be?
Yes.
Yes? And that was to, I quote from the statement, to look into the admissions made by Ms. Raisa Khan arising from what she said in Parliament and report its findings and recommendations. Am I right?
Yes.
So the decision to form the DP was made by the Secretary General, from your knowledge, was made by Mr. Singh?
Yeah, because he's the one who actually asked me whether, he initiated the WhatsApp, asking me whether I'm willing to be part of it. So, yeah.
Were you privy to the message sent to the Workers' Party CEC on the formation of the DP?
Yeah.
Did you know it was Ms. Sylvia Lim who wrote that message to the CEC?
What do you mean?
Ms. Sylvia Lim had asked the CEC for permission to form the DP. Were you aware?
It's Pritam.
It was Pritam Singh, is it?
Yeah.
Can I refer you to a document that Ms. Khan had submitted to the COP on the 2nd of December? This is an email from Ms. Sylvia Lim, copied to both you and Mr. Pritam Singh, and sent to Ms. Raisa Khan, dated 2nd November 2021, 6:35 p.m. You have that letter in front of you?
Yes.
It's an email letter.
Correct.
Right? And I quote, it says, "The disciplinary panel is tasked to investigate this episode and recommend to the CEC whether there are grounds to take action against you, i.e. Ms. Khan, for conduct prejudicial to the welfare of the party," unquote. You see that?
Yes, I do.
So you agree that this means that the disciplinary panel is supposed to look into the specific circumstances surrounding Ms. Khan's untruths in Parliament,
yes.
August, October. And it was formed officially one day after Ms. Khan came clean. So it was really about what she told Parliament. Right? Correct? That's the role of the DP.
Yeah.
And the fact that Ms. Khan had told Mr. Singh, Ms. Sylvia Lim, and you on the 8th of August, and all the interactions that the party leadership, i.e. the three of you, as well as so the three of you might have, would be relevant in investigating this episode. Am I right? So it means in investigating this episode, the fact that Ms. Khan had told the three of you on 8th of August that she had lied.
Mm-hmm.
In Parliament was relevant to the findings of the DP.
So sorry again.
So you form a DP, correct?
Yes.
And there are three people in the DP.
Yes.
Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim, and yourself.
Correct.
And according to the TOR that is set out in the email I showed you, it is to investigate this episode.
Yes.
This episode of Ms. Khan misleading Parliament on two occasions. Correct?
Correct.
And that therefore, what Ms. Khan did, what she was thinking, who she told this to, who she confided in, what instructions she got, what leaders said or did not say after she had confessed internally, these would all be relevant to the disciplinary panel's investigation into this episode. Would that be correct?
Sorry, okay. I need to get it because
okay.
It's too long.
So let me come at it again.
Yeah.
DP is supposed to investigate this episode of her lying to Parliament.
Correct.
Correct? And part of this episode, it is relevant that she had told you on the 8th of August that she had lied. I know you told us earlier that you were overwhelmed by, you know, other things that she told you, particularly her own traumatic experience. But
yeah,
the fact that she told you on the 8th of August is relevant to this investigation, am I right?
Okay, basically, the DP is to look into what she mentioned in the parliament.
Yeah, so everything relating to her telling of parliament these falsehoods.
Yeah, more of the lie that she told in parliament.
Including why she lied, how it came to pass, what advice she got, who she had confessed to internally. Would this not be relevant to the task of the DP?
Because the DP is to look, as I mentioned again just now,
yes,
is to look into the part where she lied,
yes,
in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
And we are supposed to look into basically why... Yeah, I do understand where you come
from.
Why she lied.
She lied.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
So, here was a case of look into this episode, which means 3rd August, 4th October, correct?
Okay.
3rd August, she said the anecdote in Parliament, false, correct?
Yeah.
4th October in Parliament, false.
Yeah. Indeed.
Right? So, you need to look into what she said in Parliament.
Correct.
You need to understand why she said those things.
Correct.
All right. And between 3rd August and 4th October, the fact that she had told party leaders that she'd lied, is that not relevant as part of this whole chain?
Yeah.
Yes, correct. So,
sorry to make you repeat.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to be clear. Yeah? And the fact that on 4th of October, that you became aware as vice chairman of the party through media sources that she had this exchange with Min Shanmugam, and that you, as vice chairman, were aware that she had lied because of the 8th August, would that also be relevant to the DP? Would not the CC want to know that the party vice chairman was aware on the 4th of October that she had lied again?
Okay.
Is it relevant? Yes?
I think yes.
Yes. Yeah. Because if you, Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim heard the exchange on 4th October and told her to correct it there and then.
Yeah.
Right? That would have made a difference, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, you're saying that what she told you, Ms. Khan told you and Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim on 8th of August is relevant to the job of the DP. You said yes. You also said what you knew on the 4th of October when she had repeated that lie in Parliament is relevant to the finding of the DP, relevant. The DP ought to find out about these things. The DP ought to present all these to CEC. Yes?
Okay, I'm not so sure. I mean, I need to be clear on that.
Yeah.
Because, as I mentioned, the DP is to look into the lie that she mentioned.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the lie, the circumstances around it, right?
Yeah, and then we need to investigate by calling her up. Okay, yes. We need to, as a DP, we need to present what she presented to us, to the CEC.
What she sent to you formally as a DP, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and basically what you're trying to do as a DP is, okay, you're tasked by CEC. The task is to investigate this episode, which is the two acts of misleading Parliament.
Yes.
All right, and you just said just now that, and it's in the transcript, the fact that she had told party leaders on 8th of August that she had lied, and according to you, no further action or the direction was given to her, is relevant to the DP. The DP ought to put this in the report.
Okay, the time when we did the investigation, right, with her, the interview with her, we did not bring up that issue. Okay, it wasn't. We're not looking at the point of what happened in terms of from the 8th, you know, until on the 8th as plus. I mean, also plus on the 6th, all that. So because we were looking on the confessions that she made on the 1st, and to refer back to the light she said on the 3rd and
August.
On the 4th of October, yeah.
So you were looking into the specific mistruths she said in Parliament?
Yeah.
Right, but the fact that a few days after she had said that mistruth on the 3rd of August. She had then, on the 8th of August, confessed to party leadership, chairman, vice chairman, and SecGen,
yes,
that she had lied.
Yes.
That is relevant. It means that she lied in August, but she confessed to party leaders on 8th of August.
Relevant to?
Relevant to the findings of the DP. Is it not relevant for the DP to look into what she had told party leaders after the lie?
Okay, as I mentioned, it's not what had transacted in the DP, I mean the DP interview with her, right?
Mm.
Okay, that part of the, on the 8th was, we didn't discuss.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you say that on 8th, she had told you
indeed,
Mr. Singh
indeed,
and Ms. Lim
indeed.
That she had lied to Parliament.
Yeah.
So whatever you may have said, whatever you may have not said, whatever you have thought, didn't think, do, didn't do, when you are now part of the DP, right, you're now tasked to investigate her for lying.
Yeah.
Is it not relevant that she had, in fact, according to you, confessed or told Chairman, Vice Chairman and SecGen on the 8th of August that on a few days ago I told a mistruth?
Because I'm not so sure what you meant by relevant. Sorry, but I have to keep on asking you back.
Yeah.
Relevant means relevant to what?
To the DP's job. So remember the DP's job, Ms. Silver Lim's email? Maybe you look back at that.
Yes.
Investigate this episode.
Yes, which is...
And make recommendations about to the CEC about what action should be taken against Ms. Khan for misleading Parliament on two occasions, correct?
Yes.
And so you need, obviously, to look at the two episodes, 3rd August, 4th October.
Yes.
Correct?
That's what we are investigating.
That's
about.
Right.
Yeah.
But if Ms. Khan having... So... Ms. Khan's motivation for lying, is it relevant? Why she said that lie, is it relevant? Yes, right?
Motivation.
Why did she tell that falsehood? Is it relevant? Her mindset, did she do it out of anger, out of spite? Was it a callousness? Is that not relevant to...
In terms of the reason for her to basically
To tell the mistruth to Parliament.
Okay, correct. Yes.
Untruth.
Yeah.
Yes, it's relevant.
Yes.
The fact that she confesses to party leaders shortly after the lie,
yes,
is relevant, yes?
Confess that she didn't tell the truth.
Yeah, in August. Yes.
Yes. Yep.
The fact that whatever you all thought, on the 8th of August, you say that Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim and you,
mm-hmm,
despite knowing that she had already lied a few days earlier in August, you didn't do anything about it. Is that not relevant for the CEC to know that she had told party leaders, I really lied, and nothing was done from your perspective? Is it not relevant to tell the CEC, you know...
To be honest, when the DP was formed, that was not on my mind.
Correct. Yeah. But your DP's role is to investigate and recommend what action should be taken against
Ms.
Khan.
Yes, yes. But the DP investigation starting from the 2nd of November, right, is mm-hmm. to investigate in terms of interview.
Yes.
Raisa.
Mm.
So the whatever we the findings of the investigation, starting from the 2nd of November, that will be taken into consideration of the report DP has to present to CEC.
That's right.
Yes.
So your CEC is waiting for a report from DP, an independent report,
yes,
to explain or assess what Ms. Khan did and to recommend the level of her responsibility.
Yeah. Correct? Based on the interview that we have with Ms. Khan.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, so you're going to interview her to understand her explanation?
Yes.
You also, am I correct? You sent an email to all Workers' Party members to say, anyone has anything to say about this, please step forward.
Yes.
Correct? They could write in, they could appear before the DP, correct?
Yes.
And you just wanted to have the chance for everyone to have a say on this matter.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So the investigation starts on the 2nd, I mean, after the formation. So... we do not look at what transacted in the past. Because let's say if Raisa were to brought up the issue that, you know, she confessed to us during the interview and whatever has been mentioned to Yudish and Ms. Lo that we asked her to take the matter to the grave, it should be told to the DP the first time that we met her, which was on the 8th, if I'm not mistaken, 8th November.
Yes.
Yeah. So in the investigation and the information that you're going to present to CAC...
Mm-hmm.
will commence from what we gather on the 2nd up to we finish the investigation, and that the information that you're going to be presented to CEC.
So you did present a report to the CEC?
Yes, we did present.
A written report?
We flash out on the... it's a PowerPoint.
It's a PowerPoint slide. Yeah. So there is actually a formal presentation.
Yeah.
On what day was that presentation? Was it the 29th of October?
Okay,
was it earlier? Was it it was November. Sorry, it should be November.
November, I think the press conference was on the 2nd of December, right?
2nd December press conference, but 2nd November was your DP.
Yeah. So investigation team, we finished on the 29th. If not mistaken, on the 30th, we presented to the CEC. Yeah.
So 30th November was the day on which the DP presented its report on a PowerPoint slide.
Yes.
Or set of slides to the CEC.
Yes.
And the CEC, looking at your findings, decided that either Ms. Khan resign or she be expelled from the party.
We recommend that CEC to consider asking her to resign. Failing doing so, expulsion.
Could you provide us with a copy of the recommendation of the DP?
Okay. Yeah.
Can I just bring you back to before the DP was formed, and this was the 29th of October. 29th October, you said you went together with the rest of the CEC, and Ms. Khan read to you all what she was going to say in Parliament a few days later on the 1st of November.
Yes.
At that meeting, did you, Mr. Singh or Ms. Lim, tell the rest of the CEC what you knew about Ms. Khan's falsehoods, which she had told you about on the 8th of August?
No.
So you all didn't tell the CEC about?
No, it's a session where she read out
her statement,
and basically for the CEC to know about what she's going to say. She's going to say on the 1st of November.
So am I right to say that on the 2nd of November, when the DP was formally established, the rest of the CEC, other than Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim and yourself, the rest of the CEC did not know that Ms. Khan had confessed to the three of you on the 8th of August that she had misled Parliament on the 3rd of August?
Correct.
Unaware?
Unaware.
And am I also right to say that on the 2nd of November, the CEC, barring the three of you, was unaware that when Ms. Khan repeated the falsehood on 4th of November, 4th of October in Parliament again, in response to Mr. Shanmugam's questions.
Meaning the CEC
was unaware that on the 4th of October, when Ms. Khan repeated the falsehoods in Parliament, that Mr. Singh, Ms. Lim and you were actually aware that she was lying again.
The CEC was unaware
that you three of you were sitting there in Parliament, aware that she had lied again.
Yes.
CEC was not told.
Was not told.
Are these two facts, 8th of August, 4th of October, were they in the DP's report to the CEC?
8th of August and?
8th of August when at Pritam Singh's house.
No. Because she mentioned confessed. That, yeah. Whatever has been reported or been told to the CEC, is based on the DP's investigation started from our first session was on the 8th until the 29th.
2nd November.
So, sorry. 8th of November, we started our first session.
Oh, you started your first meeting.
Yeah, we met up with Ms. Han.
Yes.
And then lasted until 29th.
So 8th November to 29th November was the DP's hearings.
Yes.
And then 30th you presented.
Yes.
So am I right to say that from the 8th to 29th November, all right, you were inquiring into what had happened in the past, in August, in October? Because the facts of her lie were in August and October.
Okay, basically, the interview we had with Raisa, we asked her why... I don't know whether you have the response Raisa actually wrote to us.
Yes.
Yeah. So the focus of the meeting is to address what was her reply. Okay, we go through her reply, of which I think I believe that she mentioned about she received a treatment, and then she also mentioned about she has a religious trauma. Okay, so we are focusing on that.
Yes.
On the first, sorry, on the 8th of November, when we first met her for the DP interview.
So am I right to say that the DP only felt, only based its findings on, number one, Ms. Khan's representations to the DP, her
Correct.
Letter, her interview with y'all. Number two, whatever the members of the Workers' Party told y'all.
Yes.
Those were the only two things you based your DP report on.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
And what you're saying is that since Ms. Khan didn't mention the 8th August
yes.
meeting at Mr. Singh's house to the DP, that therefore that did not feature in the DP's findings.
Yeah. Because the DP started to investigate from the 8th of November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would I not be correct to say, let's look at it this way. Two scenarios. Eh? Ms. Khan misleads Parliament on 3rd August. Full stop. Versus yes. Ms. Khan, scenario B, mislead Parliament on 3rd August, but then confesses to the three party leaders on 8th of August. Two scenarios.
Okay.
One, you just know that she lied on 3rd August to Parliament. Second scenario, you know that she lied to Parliament on 3rd August and then confessed to party leadership on 8th of August.
Okay.
Would you agree that the two scenarios are different, factually different?
Yes. One is that there's a confession.
And one without.
Without, yeah.
Would you agree that in the second scenario, when you know that she had confessed to party leadership, that fact is relevant to her level of responsibility? That means one where she just lied and that's full stop. Versus lie and then a few days later come clean to the party leaders okay. and party elders. Am I right? It affects her level of responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah? And the DP's role is to investigate this episode and recommend to CEC the level of Ms. Khan's responsibility and the penalty she should face. Correct? That is the DP's role.
No, the DP's role, as you saw, as you can see in the email, okay, it's about her. I just read to you again. I think if you want me to read what was written on the email.
The Ms. Lim's email?
Yeah, Ms. Lim's email.
I have it here.
Yeah. So the task of a disciplinary panel is to investigate this episode and recommend to CEC whether there are grounds to take action against Ms. Han for conduct prejudicial to the welfare of the party in accordance with Article 20 of WP's Constitution. And investigation starts as again, I like to reiterate that it starts its investigation on the 8th, which is the first interview. So, again, I want to say that what is being presented to us from the 8th to 21st, 29, from Ms. Raisa plus other who attended the attendees, that we summarize and we make a recommendation to the CEC to decide.
Okay.
So that's the role okay. of DP.
Which means you say that the DP only forms its basis for recommendation based on what is told to the DP from 8th November to 29th November.
Yes.
And whatever is not told to the DP is not considered.
Correct.
But you see, Mr. Faisal, you are vice chairman of the Workers' Party.
Indeed.
And although it is not placed before the DP formally when it said that you were personally aware that she had confessed to you and other party leaders on 8th of August, did it not occur to you that this is actually very relevant to the level of Ms. Khan's responsibility in this whole episode of lying to Parliament? Did it occur to you, yes or no?
No, because as I mentioned, that the DP roles, I understand, I mean, as mentioned here, it's two different separate issues.
Right.
Yeah. So,
Mr. Pritam Singh and Ms. Silver Lim didn't discuss with you whether the DP members should tell the CEC about what you knew on the 8th of August? Was there a communication about that?
As I mentioned to you earlier, the DP's role is to investigate and to present.
I know. No, what I'm asking is, when the DP was formed and it's set,
okay.
did Mr. Singh discuss with you whether the 8th of August meeting and what Ms. Khan told you all should be part of the DP's report to CEC. No.
There wasn't any discussion.
And likewise, Ms. Lim didn't discuss with you about whether it is necessary to put in.
No.
Likewise, both of them didn't discuss with you during the DP's pendency, or when it sat, that what the three of you knew on the 4th of October, that Ms. Khan had lied again, and you were the only three MPs other than Ms. Khan in Parliament that day who knew she had lied again on Parliament. You all didn't discuss that this was relevant to the DP's report to CEC?
We did discuss.
Didn't discuss.
No discussion.
And you didn't yourself didn't think it was relevant because you say that, as you said just now, DP only confines its findings to what is presented.
Yes.
From 8 to 29.
Yes.
So never mind what happened in the past, as long as it's not presented to the DP, it's not for you to consider.
As I mentioned, the DP role is to investigate.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't think it was necessary to disclose your personal knowledge on the 8th of August and 4th of October to the Workers' Party cadres and members who were invited to give representations?
No.
No. But just put yourself in their shoes, Mr. Faisal. These are Workers' Party cadres.
Understand.
Right? If they knew that, if they knew what you knew, that this young MP had misled Parliament, but a few days later had confessed to party leaders, many years a senior, would it be relevant for Workers' Party cadres who write in to share with DP their view on how responsible Ms. Khan is?
Yeah, no, but that's not the role of the DP at that point in time.
No, I'm just asking you, is it relevant?
I don't find it relevant because as a part of the DP, I don't find it relevant to bring it up, bring the discussion, because that's not the role of the DP.
So you're saying that when Workers' Party cadres are invited to share with the DP about their views on the episode and Ms. Khan's level of blame, that they do not need to know that she had confessed to Workers' Party leadership on the 8th of August, a few days later.
Because
I brought to you through the scenarios, right? Scenario
A. Understand.
The cadres only know that she had lied. Scenario B, cadres know that she had lied, but that she had confessed and come clean to the party leaders.
Yeah.
Would the cadres think differently in two situations, an objective cadre?
Okay, Minister, the scenario given to me is a hypothetical one.
Why is it hypothetical, Mr. Faisal?
Because it didn't happen.
What didn't happen? Because you didn't tell the cadres, am I right?
No, the thing is that we discussed what we need to discuss. Mm-hmm. Right. If there's any cadre who asks me about this kind of thing, then I can say yes or no, whether I tell them the truth. I mean, share with them further information. But again, during this session, okay, basically, the focus is to us, Raisa, and the rest of the members. I think we're not only open to cadre, we're open to members, actually. So to ask them what their point of view of what had happened based on, you know, the incident that happened on the 3rd, which is Raisa's did not say the truth in Parliament.
Now, I understand your position, Mr. Faisal. I just wanted to understand, what is the purpose of the DP asking Workers' Party cadres to write in to the DP? What is the purpose?
For their views.
For their views on what?
On the issue that...
What were you hoping that they would tell you about whether they knew anything about...
They're open to hear to anything that they want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Including their views on the level of penalties Ms. Khan should face, correct?
Yes.
Including that?
Yes. That's the purpose of the formation of the DP, where we need to recommend a recommendation to the CEC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the punishment that...
So can I... there's an email... There was a message, Mr. Faisal, from the Workers' Party to all its cadres and members about the DP, am I right?
Yes.
Do you remember what that message said?
It's in the SMS.
You can find it. Being a Let's just put it this way. I have it here. I'm not sure whether Secretariat will have it. Ms. Lo Ping's submission of WhatsApp messages. And this is a 10th November 2021 invitation by the Workers' Party to all members to provide their views to the disciplinary panel.
Sure.
It says, "Dear members, the disciplinary panel is looking into MP Raisa Khan's admissions and invites members' views. If you wish to meet the panel, please email a certain person in the party so that arrangements can be made. Thank you." You see that?
Yes.
So this is the only thing that Workers' Party members and cadres receive?
Yes.
About Ms. Khan's admission to Parliament that she had misled Parliament, correct?
Yes.
And a lot of these members would be people who would not know about what happened on the 8th of August.
Yes.
And so some of them would write in, am I not right, to say that Ms. Khan is responsible, she should be punished, and this is what their view
yes.
is. She should be punished by this, A, B, or C.
Yes.
Based on what they know from the public realm and from what you tell them. Correct? And what you tell them is really just this message. And Facebook post by the Workers' Party. Am I right?
Facebook post
On Ms. Khan's confession on 1st November.
Okay.
SecGen on 1st November had put out a Facebook post saying that she should not have lied. Correct? Yeah. So I described earlier that if your members generally only know what they know from public realm. Scenario A, if they only know that she had misled Parliament, versus scenario B, they know that she had not only misled Parliament, but that she had confessed a few days later to the Workers' Party leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree that the two are different?
I do agree the two are different.
And would you agree that therefore their views on Ms. Khan's responsibility are different? The weight is different.
In general, yes.
Yes.
In general.
So hence, would it not be relevant to tell the membership at large, including the CEC that mandated that you formed the DP,
no.
that you were aware that she had confessed to you?
No.
So it was not relevant?
Not relevant.
Okay, thank you. You recall that Ms. Lo Peying and Mr. Yudhishthira Nadan had both appeared together in front of the DP while you're set. I mean, there's a date and I have the transcript, but I think you remember clearly that they were there.
Yes.
Were there many people who appeared before you all to give oral evidence?
Many means.
I mean, were there a lot of people who asked to meet you all face to face?
Yeah, we have a number.
Quite a number. But you remember Ms. Lo Peying and Mr. Yudhishthira Nadan clearly?
I do.
Do you recall them asking the DP to make clear your level of knowledge, i.e. what Ms. Khan had told you all about her lie?
Okay, she didn't say it directly. And most of the time where Peng was saying, right, okay, she was directed it to Pritam. Okay, mm-hmm. In terms of the sitting that she was talking to Pritam. Yeah.
Yes. One minute. Okay. Just wait for them to reset the system. Some water.
No.
Thank you. Sorry for the delay.
No worries.
Can I just take you to page 101 of the transcript of 2nd December, Ms. Khan's testimony before this committee?
Sorry. 100 and?
101. 101. Somewhere below the, somewhere in the second half. You see, Ms. Edwin Tong says, the announcement of the formation of a disciplinary panel at DP.
Sorry, Mr. It's one,
somewhere near the
second half. 101, okay.
You have it?
Yeah, I'm on the page.
You're on the page? Somewhere slightly lower. Look lower. Move your pencil lower. Mr. Edwin Tong, and you would also remember that a day later there was another statement that was issued. I think it's in the same file. You see that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? I'm not sure you would have seen it given your answers earlier, so I would now like you to have a look at it. You have that?
Yes.
The announcement of the formation of a DP you said earlier surprised you. Can you describe your sense when you first found out about this? You see that question?
Yes.
Ms. Khan says, I was shocked, and I think that was my first reaction, that I was just shocked and surprised. Mr. Tong asked, why were you shocked and surprised? Ms. Khan replied, because it had not been discussed with me previously. Mr. Tong says, were you surprised that the panel would comprise Mr. Pritam Singh, Ms. Sivi Lim, and Mr. Faizal Manap? Ms. Khan says, no, because they're leaders of the Workers' Party. Mr. Tong asked, did you ask yourself and you share your thoughts with us what inquiry would take place by these three when these three people were already people you confided in much earlier? Did that cross your mind? Ms. Khan replies, top of next page, yes, that crossed my mind. But I assume they will be doing an in-depth investigation into how other members of the party would feel. So that's one. That's Ms. Khan's reaction. I said earlier, right at the start, that she had also told Ms. Low and Mr. Yudhishthira Nadan that she felt that you would not betray her. You remember that, yeah?
Yeah, you did mention that.
Can I turn to page 49 of that same transcript? And this is Ms. Low Ping's evidence about the DP. Right at the top. It's not just a major conflict of interest for which I agree with you in the first place. Given now what we know they knew, which means what Ms. Khan had confided with you on in terms of her lie. Ms. Low Paying, Mr. Edwin Tong. But it is also self-serving in that it does not seek to, as I've said earlier, draw a line. Does it not seek to, as I've said, draw a line between the Workers' Party and Ms. Khan? And Ms. Low says yes. Okay? And in essence, Ms. Low is just surprised that the three of you whom Ms. Khan had confessed about the lie were actually members of the DP supposed to investigate her, even though you were aware that she had confessed to you. And Mr. Yudhishthira Nadan, page 46 of the 3rd of December's transcript, which is the other deck. You look at the front, it says 3rd of December, page 46. Third of December, as opposed to the 2nd. You're looking at the 2nd.
Page 46, is it?
46. Mr. Tong says, I think that's the heart of the matter that I'm getting to, Mr. Nadan. Do you see that? Somewhere near the bottom, here. Oh, somewhere here. Can you see that? I think that's the heart of the matter.
Okay, yep.
Maybe you go further up, yeah? Mr. Edwin Tong. And in many ways, not dissimilar to what this tribunal or this panel or this committee here is doing, if Ms. Khan had acted on her own volition.
Sorry, I lost it.
Yeah. This one.
Further up.
Yeah.
One point up.
Yeah, just one paragraph up. Basically, the start of his statement.
Okay.
And in many ways, not dissimilar to what this tribunal, this panel, this committee is doing, if Ms. Khan had acted on her own volition, suppressed information, kept it away from anybody else, on a frolic of her own, that is one state of mind. You understand what he's saying? I mean, she just lied and she kept it to herself. It would be a very different state of mind if one made a mistake, consulted with senior party leaders, owned up to it in a full and frank fashion, sought advice and counsel, got that advice and counsel, acted in a manner completely consistent with that counsel, and then be subject to an inquiry by that very same people who had given her advice. I think that's the heart of the matter that I'm getting to, Mr. Nathan, and I think you understand what I'm saying. That, I think, creates, in your words, an uninformed, a biased, and I'd say a completely jaundiced, and further, self-serving disciplinary panel by the Workers' Party. Would you agree? And look at Mr. Nathan's reply. I think that in the context of everything that did transpire and did occur, it does pain me to say this, but I would agree. You see that? Do you agree with the three characterizations of your involvement as a member of the DP?
I disagree because at the end of the day, when we met Yudish and Ms. Low, right, as part of the DP interview, they did mention that they're glad that the DP is being formed.
Yes.
Right. So here they mentioned that they are surprised of Pritam and Sylvia being involved in the DP. Why didn't they mention and be straightforward? Because I mentioned just now the anger, the point that Ms. Peng made earlier on, I mentioned to you that she was directed to Pritam. I mean, she was in a state of anger.
Anger at what?
I don't know. But she just when she shared her point, she was angry. She was looking at Pritam. So basically, they should have come out with all this openly, when the three of us there, and say that they are against the formation of DP, having the three of us in the DP. But it didn't take place. It didn't take place. And here they are saying that. They disagree, and they voice out the resentment of the DP consists of the three of us.
Yeah, I understand your position, where you're coming from. But can I just put it to you, and you tell me whether you disagree or agree, yeah? You are aware of Ms. Khan's lie on 3rd August because she told you on the 8th.
Yeah.
On the 4th of October, when she lied in Parliament again, you were one of a few people who knew, correct? One of a few people
yes.
who knew. Yeah? And then later on, you become part of the disciplinary panel
yes.
to investigate why Ms. Khan lied, why she lied, and to assign the level of blameworthiness on her, correct? You're part of that panel.
Yeah, part of the panel.
Yeah. So I asked you just now, and you said that you did not think it is your responsibility as a member of the panel to disclose to the CEC that appointed you what you knew on the 8th of August and 4th of October. It is not your responsibility.
As part of the DP?
Yes. No, right?
Because that's not the...
No, but I'm asking you, you do not think it is your responsibility to tell the CEC...
Being part of the DP.
That you're part of the DP?
Yes.
That you need to tell the CEC that, yes. Hey, wait a minute, I know because Ms.
Yes.
Khan told me,
yes.
according to you, on 8th yes. of August.
Yeah.
You do not think it is your responsibility...
Yeah, because
to tell the CEC.
Yeah, because the DP is focused on investigation that need to be done from 2nd to 29th. That's the focus.
8th to 29th.
We formed on the 2nd, but of course the first interview was on the 8th. Yeah.
Okay. And you did not think, as a member of the DP, knowing what you knew on the 8th of August and the 4th of October, that you should have told all the Workers' Party cadres, when you invited them and the members of the Workers' Party to comment on this episode, you didn't feel it was necessary?
Yeah. To me, in general, I feel that, you know, the DP is moving ahead
yep.
of what needs to be discussed or what mm. been told to us on, again, starting from the 8th until the 29th.
And when the DP, which included you, submitted its recommendations to the CEC. And you say this was on the 30th of November, am I right?
Yes, 30th.
That when you presented the recommendations,
yes,
and the findings,
that is correct.
It was not relevant in your mind to disclose what you said happened on the 8th of August and your knowledge on the 4th of October.
Yes.
It was not necessary?
Yes, because we only present what transacted, what we gathered from 8 to 29.
So am I right to say that the Workers' Party CEC only knew of what Ms. Khan had told you and Mr. Singh and Ms. Lim on the 2nd of December press conference? Am I right?
Sorry, again?
Am I right to say that the Workers' Party CEC only knew of what you know, that means the 8th of August, you say that Ms. Khan had confessed that she had lied in August, that this fact was only known to the Workers' Party CEC on the 2nd of December?
I think Pritam did mention that in the press conference, right?
Yes. And yeah. So that's the first time.
Yes.
When the SecGen of the Workers' Party tells the whole of Singapore,
yes,
and the media that three of you knew about, yeah, Ms. Khan's lie in as early as August.
Yes.
The CEC, in fact, the whole Singapore only knew on the 2nd of December.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Welcome.
For the moment, Mr. Chairman.
Can I just build on some of the points that Minister Desmond asked? And I think he did ask you this. You did not discuss this issue of yourself, Ms. Sylvia Lim, and Mr. Pritam Singh knowing of the truth on the 8th of, 8th
August.
Of October.
Oh, sorry.
When you formed the DP, you did not discuss this issue at all amongst yourself? Whether is it relevant or not relevant to the DP?
The discuss about the disclosure.
The fact
was
that it was disclosed to you.
On the 8th.
The three of you,
yeah,
on the 8th.
No.
None of you discussed this at all.
I don't recall.
So you said that it was, in your view, not relevant. And would it be correct to say that in the view of Ms. Sylvia Lim and Mr. Pritam Singh, it was also irrelevant to
I can say something on their behalf. I think
this was not discussed amongst three of
discussed.
You as a disciplinary, yeah, panel. And you kept mentioning that in your capacity as a member on the disciplinary panel, this was not relevant. But if I were to ask you in your capacity as deputy chairman, vice chairman of the Workers' Party, as a seasoned politician, would this fact be relevant?
This fact would be relevant
to CEC and to the rest of your cadres to be made known?
Not
that you
point.
Knew, that you actually knew quite some time ago,
mm-hmm,
and that Ms. Khan had actually confessed,
yeah,
quite early on.
Yeah.
In your view, it's not relevant and not important?
Again, the discussion that we had earlier is on the DP.
I understand. I'm not asking in the context of DP. I'm asking you, as a leader in your party, you don't feel that this issue that she actually confessed to all of you was actually not very important for the rest of the people to know?
Because, Chairman, why I do not want to disclose and why I kind of like not to get involved from it to the formation of DP, because it's a very sensitive issue of which I want Pritam, who knows Raisa very well, okay, to be the only person, or maybe him and Sylvia, I don't know. But my point is that Pritam needs to do what he needs to do because he's very close to Raisa. So I leave the matter to Pritam, right? So I believe that as long as Raisa doesn't want to come forward to confess, and I shouldn't be jumping the gun or to share with people of the confidential information that we have. So the state of mind I have throughout this particular episode. Yeah.
So if this point was not relevant, why was this surfaced on the 2nd December press conference?
That one you have to ask Mr. Pritam, because he did the press conference and he mentioned in the press conference it's coming from him.
I see. Mr. Edwin-Tong, questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Manap, just want to check whether...
Sorry, Mr. Edwin. I prefer to be called by my name, Faisal Manap.
Mr. Faisal?
Yes.
Yes. Can. Mr. Thank Faisal?
You. Thank you, Mr. Edwin.
Sure. Mr. Faisal, would you like to take a break?
Or I appreciate
are you okay
that.
To carry on?
I would like to take a break.
Then I'll ask Mr. Chairman for permission to take a short break.
Perhaps Thank let's you. Take a 10-minute break. It's now 1:50. Let's adjourn briefly and come back here at about 1400.
Okay.
1400, okay.
Let's make it about 15 minutes. So 2:05 p.m.
Thank you.
Okay, we will adjourn to 1405.